You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, fuckers? This is Rob from Riotcast, and I'm here to remind you to tune into FX Network this Thursday, July 16th at 10 p.m. for the premiere of Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. Sex and Drugs stars Dennis Leary, John Corbett, Liz Gillies, and of course, our very own dude, Bobby Kelly, is Bam Bam. Watch it live, set your DVRs, tell your friends, spread the word, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, July 16th, 10 p.m. on FX. Bam Bam fucking rules!
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Come on, the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
D to the fucking P U.
It's making me really regret going by that name in life.
D-poo.
Wasn't your choice, man.
D to the fucking kind of was.
Your parents named it to you, right?
Well, it's one of the family nicknames, you know? And I decided to go with that as a comedian, because every time I'm brought up, it's just a fucking world of confusion. It's like, please welcome Doopy? Doopy Goo?
D to the fucking D-poo. D to the fucking D-poo. D to the fucking D-poo. D to the fucking D-poo.
D to the fucking D-doo.
D to the fucking D-poo.
What?
D to the fucking D.
He's got a small dick.
D to the fucking D to the fucking D to the fucking D-poo. D to the fucking D-poo. D to the fucking D to the fucking D to the fucking D-poo. Huh? D to the fucking D-poo. D to the fucking P-U. D to the fucking P-U.
That's the whole podcast.
We just did that for the whole podcast.
2 hours.
At the end, we'll be like, what are we going to call it?
What, guys. Oh, shit.
We just called something else, like salmon.
That'd be so alternative. What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
We are back. Of course, I'm here with D to the fucking D-poo.
Yo.
Chris, the bubble butt, Scopo.
Got a bubble butt. Bubble butt. I got to catch his ass.
You've been rapping a lot lately during the show, Bobby.
Man, I know. It's in my blood.
Speaking of rap, Monroe Martin.
Hey, everybody.
We got, of course, Monroe Martin. We got
How you doing, everybody?
Back by popular demand. What the fuck is that? Take this away. Back by popular demand, actually, long time.
Long time. Long fucking time, Bobby.
We got fucking Giannis.
Good to be back.
Used to be on all the time.
And good to see you, kid.
Then you moved to fucking Miami to be corporate fucking
Miami.
Giannis.
Miami, regardless.
There he is.
I'm back in New York City.
You're back in the fucking heat of it.
Yeah.
And all right, so just to let you guys know that we're live on the YouTube video stream, the YKWD YouTube stream. There's a chat room. We're going to that pretty. We'll go to that somewhere along the way. We got Ari Shafir showing up, I believe, right now with a friend of his. We don't know. Hopefully, I would assume he's cool, but you never know. Ari does mushrooms and drugs, so you know, you could have met him.
Meets random people at the park.
Well, at least somebody knows him. I remember the last time I did this show, I think you had like a wild fan up here. Nobody really knew him. You remember that episode?
No, what was that?
He was just some fan.
Well, last time Giannis was here, we had Shannon here, so he's not a comic, right? You talk about that person?
No, there was some. One time I did it, there was just a fan here. He was just a crazy fan, and we were joking about like, what if he was like a killer or something like that. You just let them on the show.
Once in a while, we let the fans on.
Yeah. God, you've done a lot of shows. You don't even remember that.
Yeah, we've done a lot of fucking shows.
Yeah.
We got, where is he? Is he walking?
Sending a text.
He's what?
Sending a text.
To who?
Does he have a fin here?
I don't know.
That's hilarious. He's such a fucking douche.
Hey.
See, you know, you fucking, what are you? What's wrong with you?
Fuck. Be
where's your friend?
You want a reinforcement?
Dinner. Some chef took us out to dinner.
What chef? What weird life you live?
Living a good life.
Yeah, man.
You should fucking just be either down in the East Village.
Where do you want me?
Sucking dick for crack or doing comedy.
It's not crack anymore, man. That's fucking old days,
yeah, people
bro.
Don't
dude,
suck crack.
It back.
For weed now.
I'm bringing it back.
Oh.
People suck dick for weed?
Yeah, now.
Nobody sucks dick for weed.
Molly. I would say Molly. Molly, dude. Suck dick for Molly.
Suck dick for Molly and pills.
Fucking scream over each other. We get it. Molly. Molly. What they have Molly, and then there's another one too. What's the other one?
Crystal meth.
No,
that's not that new.
Ketamine.
All right, Chris Rock. No, there's another one. Sets with an
Flocka,
F. Flocka.
That's primarily Florida. There, that's happening.
What's Flocka?
Right.
That's the new. That's the new drug. Yeah,
it just
yeah.
makes them wig out. It just makes people who are on it.
Crazy.
What is it? Are you gonna put your phone away and
I said you called me in before I was done with the text.
Hang on, you got a flip phone?
Yeah,
I've
got a flip phone.
Flip phone sighting in the wild.
He really is Ari Shaffir is one of the most unique human beings I've ever met in my life.
He's trying to be off the grid.
Mm-hmm. He's not. He's off the grid. He's on the grid.
I'm still online.
I don't know what the fuck he's got going. He's got a flip phone. He's
Some guy gave me this after my show tonight at Stand. I got off and he shook my hand and I was like, whoa, bonus shake.
Wow. Nice. I hope it's a cop and setting you up. There's a listening device in there.
And Noam said we could light up in here, so it's totally cool.
No, he did not.
I talked to him earlier in the day.
I'm going
to
call him right now. First of all, you're not smoking. I don't smoke pot. I'm not getting fucking high.
Secondhand.
You can't wait an hour and a half.
It's allowable by the AA rules.
That's not true. It is not true. I read the steps and the big book.
There's no steps. There's no secondhand high in the steps.
Buddy.
There's 12 steps.
First of all.
Not one of them is you can't also be secondhand high.
First of all, I don't like when you get dark tranny voice. Not one of them can. You fucking asshole. Settle down.
Lower my already low voice.
Not one of them can be. Jesus. You're like Artie Lang as a transvestite. Not one of them can be. You can have pot. And then you start putting your hands on your hips. You scare me.
A pie hip.
All right, so listen, man. I'm going to talk to Noam about that, but I think you're lying.
I'm telling you, you can call him right now. Well, let's light up in the meantime, though, because it's so guaranteed that it's the truth.
This fan just
Who doesn't died. Smoke here?
I don't.
What?
I don't smoke, man. You know that.
Okay, no, that. I have seen you smoke.
You've never seen me smoke.
He does not smoke.
Derek James, the other black guy.
You get me confused with Derek.
You hang out all the time. You have very similar skin color. You're both tall.
He has curly hair.
I don't respect either one of your comedy.
And I'm a racist who think all black people are black.
Oh, yeah. I know that's the reason is that. You don't
Only
smoke
one of us gave you, you a
smoke I mean, they could not look different, Monroe Martin and Derek
Hang on.
James.
Yes, they could.
No, they can't.
One of us
Bobby,
gave him a
Throw Bobby into that mix and said, which one does not look like the other? And it wouldn't be Monroe and Derek.
No, Derek.
Look totally different.
All right, yeah. Monroe, Derek, glasses. And Chris Cotton.
Derek
Gaines
looks like he looks like a football player Chris now, Cotton. And Monroe looks like a football player from 1952.
Monroe's
God,
like
bombed. Where's the fucking bit with the glasses?
Oh,
no,
shit. Jesus Christ!
Give him that bomb rag. All
I think I've never seen somebody want it so bad.
You know, I also brought you up once as that, and it bombed there too.
I know,
but it's fucking funny, no?
Well, over two is just
does
it's
he not
funny.
Look like a football player from 19?
Hey, do me a favor.
That integrated Alabama.
Don't try to explain it.
Yeah,
can you tie that around your neck like an ascot? anyways, well, welcome. I introduced you kind of, but Ari Shaffir is here.
Thank you.
One of my favorite people on the planet Earth for some Aww. Reason. I don't know why. Me and you should not like each other, don't you think?
That's a good theory. I don't think you're wrong.
Where'd you guys bond?
But I can't. I've from the second I met you, I've fucking liked you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Pheromones. It's
like we. Your asshole.
I'm attracted. I was farting a lot. And you're like, ooh.
Did you guys bond in Denmark? Is that where?
No,
it happened?
We bonded way before that. I mean, in L.A.
I mean, I knew you at the tail end of Bobby Kelly.
I don't know what that means. Please explain.
Well, you're Robert Kelly now. You made a decision. You and Billy Burr made decisions to grow up.
What the fuck is going on, dude?
What happened?
You're on your phone?
Lenny Marcus is I don't know.
He died?
That'll be Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you? You think I'd fucking casually announce it on a podcast? Lenny's dead.
The question is, would we continue?
Yeah, I need a show for next week. Yeah. Just talk about his death. Yeah. And we'd assume what it was. And whatever it was, I'd fucking edit in.
If Lenny Marcus died, what would he have died of?
Lenny?
Yeah.
Complaining.
Anxiety. Panic attack.
They raised his rent. Esty gave him a better spot.
Fuck you, Marcus.
Anyways,
where's Lewis? Where's Joe?
We don't do regulars.
They both been kicked out?
No, nobody's been kicked out. We mix it up a lot more now.
Oh, okay.
We had Dan was on earlier.
Sodder.
Yeah, I believe
Lewis is probably busy with one of his 18 podcasts, right?
Yeah,
he actually is busy right now. Yeah, doing a podcast.
Fucking every time I go to his Facebook page.
Yeah, he's doing
Back of Boots podcast. Yeah. Real ass pencil podcast.
Yeah. he's doing a Kick Him in the Shins podcast.
Kick Him
right
in the
now.
Shins podcast. And, to the throat with Luis Gomez.
Bacon pies with LGJJ, whatever the fuck his name is. Luis. The lights, I don't know if you notice, are dimming every once in a while. It's a pre-war building. I have no idea what the fuck's going
what
on.
What is it? You don't know. That's weird. We
I have
smoke
no
a
idea.
A joint.
We have no idea, dude.
Fair enough.
What, you can't go an hour without
smoking? No, I'm going to wait because I'm going to smoke pot with a girl later and my tolerance is too high, so I like to smoke not all day so I can get high with them. You know? Instead of being like, you're high, I'm not.
I don't know. So you want to make sure that when you go get high with her, you're just fucking stoned.
I'm as high as she is, or close at least.
How no, let me ask you a question. Do you smoke weed, honestly?
No.
Okay, you smoke. You don't smoke weed. I know that. You don't smoke weed.
I do. Like, yeah, I'll smoke weed every once in a while. Not a lot, though. Not like fucking he does.
You could have tagged it.
Oh, yeah.
You smoke weed. You smoke a lot of weed.
On the reg.
On the... I refuse to say
for
that.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not refusing to say that too.
On the reg?
What the fuck? Do you walk around with like, a piece of cardboard too? Fucking breakdancing asshole on the reg.
On the reg.
How much pot does it take for you to get fucking basted?
New York pot or LA pot?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
the difference?
The difference between Atlantic City and Las Vegas.
Which is
well,
better?
One has
they're both like have casinos.
So,
but
which one's the difference? Which one's better? Which one's worse? I don't know. I mean, I know there's a difference, but what
LA
is it?
LA is among the best weed cities in the world.
In the world,
yeah, top 10
because of where they grow it there.
Yeah, and San Francisco might be the best.
Okay, where's the second best? LA,
Denver, no, Denver and Seattle probably just past LA. As annoying as it is, Denmark is up there.
Really?
Amsterdam's below LA.
No shit.
For sure below LA.
Are you sure?
Where's New York?
I'm positive. I smoked at like 7 different places.
Are you sure it's not just because of the city you're in? Like being high in San Francisco is a lot chiller than being high and aggressive in New York.
No, it's cheaper in San Francisco, and I try the most... I go to every dispensary. I'm like, give me something that's going to obliterate me. And if it does, I'll come back.
Uh-huh. Mm. Let me ask you another question here.
Yes, question.
New York, where is New York?
Where is New York?
Yeah.
On
the list.
East Coast.
Oh, I know where it
is. He's high now.
I really didn't know what you're talking about. New York is not even. New York is just like not bad.
Really?
He's a punk ass bitch on the reg.
On the reg.
On the reg. I'm always punk ass
for realsies.
No, New York sucks.
It's just, but you can't get, they don't ship
you
it
can.
In.
That's what I, that's what some people do.
Right?
Yeah, you can. But that's the only way to get, or somebody has one good strain, and the next time you talk to them, it's like, what is this garbage?
Did you say strain? Like the fucking, like, what the fuck is strain?
Bobby, when did you sober up?
15.
At 15?
Dude, yeah. I smoked weed when you smoked the plant. Like, okay. I went into my foster parents' closet, and there was just a branch hanging upside down with buds on it, and I just fucking, I smoked that. And
on
was,
the reg.
You if you don't write down on the reg, I'll never talk to you
here.
Again.
It was here.
Because at the end
it.
Of this, I'll
it was here. Here. Bullshit, it was here.
I literally go, what should we name it? He'd be like, Poughkeepsie's and mashed like, potatoes? What?
I would have said salmon.
Well, when I smoked weed, you had to smoke a fucking bag of it to get stoned.
Yeah.
I mean, a bag of weed to get stoned.
Yeah, it's not that bad anymore.
Terrible. Yeah, back in the 80s, it was just, it wasn't.
And tie stick? Did you get the tie stick?
Yeah.
Diaz
yeah.
always talks
it
about
was,
that
they
around
had
New York.
Skunk weed. They had skunk, which was shitty.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Skunkweed will just put you to sleep. It's not shitty if it's good.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was just like, they called it Myrtle Dirty. Got on Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn. It was just seeds and fucking sticks.
Yeah.
Why are you nodding? You're not old enough to know about that shit.
To know about regs?
No.
I know about shitty weed.
You know about how much I used to smoke on a reg when I was in high school?
Monroe, what are you
smoking
doing tomorrow?
Smoking Reggie.
Lenny Marcus needs somebody to do a movie. And by somebody, I mean a big black guy.
That guy didn't work out for him? What happened?
No, they fucking canceled.
They need someone for a cuckold scene. It need to be perfect. Man, you really would be perfect
Lenny
for that.
Has my number.
Dude, you would be perfect for cuckold
it
scenes.
Took me a second again.
Having some, like, scrawny white guy just...
Oh, come on, Monroe.
Shut up and take it.
I love her.
You're not going to do it?
He got a call. He said it was... He got my number.
The guy bailed out. And he needs a guy. Huh?
What do I have to do?
How much to pay?
Yeah, what's the
Let me
pay?
Guess. Lenny Marcus, zero. I have no idea.
Where do I have to go?
He'll buy you some bagels.
There's nothing better than Jew on Jew crime. Let me guess, Lenny Marcus, zero. I'll meet you at B&H.
Sound like Harvey Fierstein.
That's one thing. Like I you smoke weed. He comes out. We're in Bonnaroo. He after the second show, he comes out. He literally just flops out a bag of vacuum sealed mushrooms. It looked like he went to the supermarket. Like he was making a fucking like some type of Italian mushroom dish. Dude, I've never seen a bag of mushrooms that big in my life. I was just like, it made me hungry. I was like, fucking, can I have some? Like, let's make a cacciatore.
It was for sure at least like 400 calories in there.
It was fucking crazy.
How'd you get him down there?
I have a responsibility as a mushroom head to the other comedians to be like, maybe we should do mushrooms from down there. I know they're going to be looking at me.
Right.
I want to try them. My friends did it on 4th of July.
Please don't do
said
this.
It was awesome.
Listen to me, dude.
I'm going to try it. I don't want to feel left out.
You definitely should. It's not in the black community very much.
Right. Here's what you do. When you let a kid this big try a fucking hallucinogenic, you chain him like a werewolf on a full moon.
Especially with his childhood, too.
Rage.
You know what? He'll be fucking sitting at the stand. He just starts smashing faces. Fucking mushes Patrick's fucking head into the wall.
Pushing down like fucking Manupo.
Goes into
Larry
the bathroom.
Johnson.
Why am I not on this wall?
Did you do them?
I've never done mushrooms. No. I never did.
I never did mushrooms.
I did Valiums. I did Perks. I did Coke.
Different.
I did tea. I don't know if you know what tea was.
What's tea?
It's like a yellow
mushroom
pill.
Tea
ball.
Oh, no.
No, it was like a really, when you took it, you felt like you were just shit-faced.
Oh,
it was a real fucked up drug. Oh, mesk. I did mesk.
Mescaline? Mescaline's close.
Yeah,
mescaline's close.
Yeah, mescaline.
Any of them good?
Close
any
to
of
mushrooms?
Yeah.
To me?
Any of them compared to
the
donuts?
The only one that I ever fucking actually liked was weed. Weed was just this, I mean, we just sit there, get high. I remember I would smoke so much fucking weed.
He's recovering, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm recovering. That doesn't even affect. He would never break me with a fucking pinner.
If I thought you were on the line, I wouldn't
A little pinner like that would not break me.
First of all, you're not insulting me. I didn't roll it. Second of all, this is not a pinner. This is a normal-sized joint.
To me, man. Hey, man.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man. When I used to roll joints, man, I rolled fucking lubbers.
And
used
everybody
to
in Bonnaroo.
On the reg.
On the reg.
Everybody in Bonnaroo is on mushrooms. People are like, can I ask? I'm like, yeah, that's why I got so much. Natasha, Thune, Braunohler, even the fucking
Maybe,
nerds.
Is that, were they on them during the day?
Maybe. Braunohler, as soon as like, yeah, mushrooms? Like, yeah. He goes, oh, he just eats them right away. I'm like, you're not going to wait for the right moment? It's like, why? I love when nerdy looking people still get down. And you're like, damn.
Did anyone do sets on mushrooms?
I don't know.
Did you? Hear about
that.
Have
I
you
have.
Ever
I have, sure. But no, not that day. Hmm.
Cool.
That really brought it down. Sorry about that. Yeah.
You brought it down with your fucking lack
Scopo's
of charisma.
Like people are doing sets at a festival. What's that like?
Yeah. Dude, you ever do drugs and do a set?
Scopo derails things more than an Amtrak driver late for a stop.
If you had to pick, donuts or weed?
Ooh.
Which one's better?
Well, what donuts?
Donuts.
Donut Den?
That's the one next to Gotham?
Donut Pub.
That's the one next
to Gotham?
Yeah.
No, fuck that. That's the donut factory. Suck that dick.
A donut plant.
That's some horse shit fucking drunk white girl donuts. Oh, ooh, it's bacon. It's bacon. Fuck off. You go to the donut pub.
He got mad like a donut connoisseur.
Fucking 60 years it's been there making the same fucking donuts. I tell you, we did Gotham.
He's serious about his
donuts. Don't bash it.
Well,
let him
can't
go.
You tell?
Let him
I
go.
Fucking, after Gotham, me, Lewis, Scopo, and
Bernstein,
I took him over Bernstein. There and I showed him my ways.
The kid with the old face.
They got the little tiny you know, bar you sit at with the circle chairs. You get a, I go, give me a milk. I give the guy a 20.
Oh,
I go, everything hot comes out. You show
oh,
us first.
Boy.
Really?
Yeah, as they're coming out of the oven, he brings it to us. We all just pick one.
Everything hot.
Hot.
Bring it here.
Mm. And he brings it and you eat it hot with milk. He kept bringing them. I've shown like $60
God
fucking donuts.
Damn,
amazing.
That sounds
how
great.
Good did it feel?
Oh, dude, donuts. Let me tell you something. A cake donut, an old-fashioned cake donut dipped in chocolate out of a fucking oven, out of a fryolator with the hot chocolate into your hand and then in your mouth with a thing of milk, a fucking cold thing of whole milk. Fuck blowjobs. Fuck weed.
I wouldn't
fuck anal sex.
Fuck. I've never had anal, but I'll take
you
a donut
will.
Over
dude,
that.
Dude, it feels good when they put it in. It just like feels like home.
There's some fat guy listening
what,
to this right now. Just
you like anal?
Hearts.
What?
You like anal?
Yeah, I mean, getting
anal's
I'm
overrated, man.
Giving, not getting.
Yeah,
getting.
Yeah, yeah. No, you like getting it?
No, I'm not turned on by some dude's butt.
No, you do.
You said getting anal, like they're sticking it in your butt.
Right, right.
You want it in your ass?
I think he's going for a joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we don't know
thank
you. You fucking, you're rebel. If anybody I knew could make getting fucked in the ass not gay and be cool. Or
it's less gay than fucking another boy. You need a boner to fuck some dude in the butt. But to get fucked in the butt, you just need a butt.
Wait a minute. So you're saying if you fucked me in the ass, as long as my dick didn't get hard, I'm not gay.
You're not gay. I am gay.
Right, because you're hard as shit.
Right.
Right. Okay. But
I mean, unless I was tricked somehow, if you were behind some sort of curtain, and you're like, "This is a girl's butt,"
and you're like, "Wow, why is this pussy so wet and big?"
Yeah.
Smells like donuts.
Depot.
Oh, thank you, Depot? Thank you very much, Bobby.
Fucking
Depot. That's fucking weird. Have you ever been fucked in the butt?
No.
Jesus
by anything?
Christ.
No.
You never
finger.
Had a girl stick
it's good
finger?
To be back, huh?
Never even had a girl stick a finger. I had a girl lick my butt.
Topics
once.
Don't change.
How did that go?
I just felt bad for her. I was so felt bad. I so felt bad for her that I couldn't get turned on. I was like, "What do you? You don't want to do that? My butt's disgusting."
Yeah, I don't hemorrhoids. Like. A, like I don't like a finger in my butt either.
Man. You don't.
No, I like it.
You
that's
don't?
Homophobia. Yeah. That's just homophobia to not like it.
Really?
It's
not homophobic.
It's a male G-spot. It's supposed to make you feel good, and the only reason we won't try it is why else?
Because
homophobia.
I'm just self-conscious about how dirty my ass is.
Yeah.
Dude, my ass.
I run, I walk.
What about right out of the
city?
Shower? What about right out of the shower? Dump, wipe, right in the shower, then right out.
Nah.
Yeah, you know what people always say? People always go like, "Hey, I like it when I'm getting my dick sucked. I like a finger in my ass." It's like, yeah, that's because you're getting your dick sucked. I would like if someone punched me in the head while I was getting my dick sucked.
You're distracted.
But yeah, so the primary right. thing is I'm getting my dick sucked.
That's so untrue.
It
first
is
of,
not
first
untrue.
First of all, you're Greek. You should know better. Okay.
Oh,
whole,
yeah. You invented it.
Yeah, you
invented
it. Yeah, you got you fucking... You colonels fucking stuck shit in your ass from the get-go. You're the originals, mom. Yo.
Greeks back then did it on the rag.
Yo,
the okay.
Get that mustache over in my asshole, motherfucker. Get that 5 o'clock shadow in my nutsack. Eat that ass. No, the... I think that I know that your male G spot is in your asshole.
Yeah,
so there's no way you don't like it. You like, I mean,
I don't like it. How you gonna tell me?
Let me try.
Have you ever tried it?
Let's do it right now.
Like girls have put their fingers in there while I was getting my dick sucked. I didn't mind it because I was getting my dick sucked. If they just put their finger in my ass while I was eating a sandwich, I'd be like, "What the fuck are you doing? Get your
but
finger
that just
out of my ass."
Caught you off guard though.
How come when you talk to Monroe, you talk a little blacker than when you talk to Ari?
Good question. I'd like to know the answer. To that.
You talk to Ari, you're like, "What? I don't know. I don't like my ass."
What are you talking about, Ari?
When I'm getting my dick sucked.
So Ari, did you used to smoke? Smoke weed on the regular?
Yo, Monroe. I don't know, man.
Yo, Monroe, but what I'm saying, though, yeah, I mean?
Who are the biggest comics to put on a fake black accent? Who are the leaders?
Giannis Pappas.
Giannis, you do it?
And I don't know. Do I?
Sometimes, verzy a little bit.
No, I don't.
I think it's just how he speaks.
That's how I do.
I think Verzy is more Italian.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think Verzy's quick Italian.
He is.
And sometimes
Italian.
That can be steak. And he does. It's a little street, so it's a yo yo.
Street. Okay.
Yo yo.
Which is what ironic why Italians hate black so much, because they are very similar a lot.
Garbage people. Yeah.
What the fuck? What's wrong,
guys? Black lives matter.
Italian lives. I don't want Italians after me.
Jesus.
Christ. They're garbage people. Jesus Christ.
Italians may be the worst of the whites.
That is fucking
horseshit. That's
horse
not
shit.
True.
Okay, if you were counting.
Whoa, what about the Jews?
No, no. What are you talking about? You know what we add to society? That's ridiculous. Yeah. I won't even comment
fucking
on it.
Fucking wigs and weird hats.
The only way Italians are not the worst of the whites is if you count Armenians and Persians.
That's not true.
Oh,
if you gotta go down to the middle of this country, the south, and get those sunken eye socket people.
No, even the hill people. They come from regular whites.
Dude.
So there's something that is given to society. Italians offer nothing except Sopranos and fake mafia culture.
How do you fucking...
You want me to come back there? You want me to come back there? You're a nobody. Shut your fucking mouth.
I'm first
blend
of all,
in.
Are you talking to me? Are you fucking talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Get the fuck out of here.
All the respect to people you've never met.
First of all, you'll never have fucking marble bathrooms. You'd never have around the pool. It'd just be grass if it wasn't for Italian people.
No statues.
What about the cuisine?
Yeah, the
Italian
cuisine.
Food is
not
the,
in America. Like, that all came from the old place. I'm talking about American Italians. They offer nothing.
Pizza they made.
They made that in Italy.
What about the mafia? If it wasn't for American Italians, we wouldn't have the greatest movies of all time.
Goodfellas.
That's all they have, and they all fucking mimic them. They all want to be Tony Soprano. Nobody ever wants to be Chef Boyardee. Nobody wants to be that Italian.
I actually look like him. You give me a hat. I think that's a fucking horseshit thing to say.
Name me another whites that are worse.
They're construction workers.
Irish? You're saying Irish are the worst ones?
No, I'm Irish too.
Oh, what are you saying are the worst?
I'm saying that the white trash.
That comes from clear white.
How about the Greeks?
Well, what are you saying? You're saying people from
there's Italian trash and Italian good. I'm saying what they've contributed, what you could or hope if you
what
see
if,
a regular white person.
Okay,
you're like,
what if those woods people fucking contributed? What have they done? The people that live in the
whittling? They invented whittling.
What else?
No, it's not the woods. They're not their own. They're
besides
not their own
a
race.
Besides a fucking horsey, a wood
I'm
horsey and a cross.
The woods people are all from somewhere. They're some type of white.
What kind?
Like I don't know.
German ancestry.
They're fucking clear white.
They're like
German in America. Scalpo? Yeah.
Are you got an Irish?
They're Irish and Italian too.
Irish,
they're all mixed in.
Italian. What else?
There's no Italians
Italian.
In the South.
Irish Italian. What else?
They went everywhere.
What
Irish
else?
Italian.
Come
Jews.
On. Jews. Blacks. Puerto Ricans.
Those aren't whites.
No, but we're gonna add peoples.
Germans. Any sort of like Russian whites.
Okay.
Dutch.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Swedish, Finnish.
Sure. British, yeah, Finnish.
Dutch gave us our fucking Wall Street.
Okay, what else? What else? French, Canadian?
French,
sure.
French, Canadian?
French,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
French is all people better than Italians.
Okay, Middle Eastern people.
Middle Eastern
people are more Arab.
American, Mexican Americans?
Not white.
Mexican Americans, are you?
No.
If you're Mexican or
worse
Spanish,
of the whites, not worse than the Americans.
Spanish, Puerto Ricans,
Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Rico's a fucking America.
No,
they're a state for Christ's sakes, almost.
No. You're counting Native Americans as the whites. That's ridiculous.
I love that.
Well, they came, but
they're not whites.
Puerto
not
Ricans
whites.
Came from
they're
there.
They're Latino.
But we're counting
not
blacks.
You're not counting blacks. You just said that. You didn't give me a chance to like dispute that one.
Jesus Christ.
Worst of the whites.
All right, so the worst of the whites.
He is
the worst of the whites.
Not worst race, just worst of the white race.
All right, so the worst of the white race is the Italians.
Yes.
Because they all act...
They're garbage.
Jesus Christ. Who hurt
They're
you?
They're hot garbage.
Do you have like $10 million in the bank? I mean, you act like you
he acts
have...
He like he's got fuck you money.
Your haircut that changes every fucking
taxi
month.
Driver.
Your outfit and your fucking... Your drug consumption. You have fuck you money. You literally have eccentric fucking lunatic money.
I have a low cost of living. That gives you the same fuck you money.
What do you live in? A box under a bridge?
I live on like $40,000 a year. That's all I need.
Wow.
I'm fine. Everything above that, sorry, Scopo, but everything above that is.
What are you talking about? My father's got a very profitable, very profitable custodial business.
You want with the Italian Americans.
They were Italian American.
You know he's Italian, right? Full blooded.
Okay, yeah. No, well, you man, come from I'm garbage head. People who contribute
well,
the
that's
worst.
That's funny.
Least
the head. Family business is garbage.
It's, yeah.
This is why I love Ari. It doesn't matter. You will not, if that's it.
Show me 1K. I mean, obviously, I'm
all right.
One of those
Christopher Columbus.
Garbage.
Rocky Balboa.
Fucking garbage.
Come on, man. You're not giving me Rocky Balboa.
All right, how about this? Ready? Tony Danza.
Garbage.
Tony Danza, who's the boss?
Trash.
That's what Dice used to do.
Trash.
He used to be like, to fuck girls and be like, you go, who's the boss? And they'd be like, you are. Who's the boss? And he just kept doing that. They go, you are. And they go, who's the boss? Like, you are. He goes, wrong. It's Tony Danza.
Justice.
Who said that?
How about
Dice when he was like in his big boning years?
Justice like Scalia.
How did you know that?
Justice Scalia. What? Yeah.
How do you know that?
He hangs out at the store.
No shit.
Yeah. Dice is, that's one of the coolest, like, get to knows. Of comedy.
I met him one time.
Really?
And we were in Vegas for the fights. Me, Norton, Anthony Cumia.
Wow.
Rogan was there. Mm. And was it Rogan, like, had this, you know, we all went to dinner. And then he was like, we're all going to see Dice at the Riviera.
Oh, yeah. I, he told me
I'm
about such, that.
I was, my voice was going. And I had, I literally, I had a fucking pilot that I just booked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I so, the, I, huh?
I saw the billboards for, the bus billboards for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that,
awesome.
Sex, drugs. This was another pilot a couple few years ago that never went anywhere. And I was afraid I was losing my voice. And I was like, I got to go. I'm not going to go. And Rogan just fucking alpha male. He's like, just let's go. You're going. And I was just like, because I'm so fucking Rogan is like my fucking, you know, my Superman. You yeah. know what I mean?
When he commands you like that, you're like, okay, I guess I'll
do it. Dude, I just watched a thing that he did on the internet where he goes, be your hero. Think of a movie. Think of the way you want the movie to be the hero of your own movie. And I watched the whole thing, and at the end of it, I almost had a tear in my eye. I just wanted to go make my movie. I was going to divorce my wife, and I'm going to go be the hero of my movie. I'm going to go fuck chicks in a studio in the East Village with Ari. Do fucking mushrooms.
Yeah, man.
And get a
the
mohawk.
The invitation is open.
Yeah, he. So we went, and we saw Dice, and am I so glad I went. And I never seen anything. He killed. He kicked somebody out 3 minutes into the show. He goes, get the fuck out of here. Just kicks a guy out.
It's amazing. He finds these old, like, Asian tourists and, like, oh, let's go see Dice Show. And they're like, oh, they always, he goes, they always leave. I'm like, they paid $150 for a ticket. Mm. And not knowing what they were going to get from the Dice Man.
Yeah.
It's not like he's become like polka rock, you know? It's like he's still doing what he does.
Yeah, he has his kids' band open up for him.
Uh-huh.
Fucking cool band, rock band. His kids on drum, guitar, and then, right? And
I know
then,
his kids. I went to both our bar mitzvahs.
No shit.
Yeah. The creepiest shit in the world.
What do you mean?
Maybe ever. Was it, I think, Dylan's bar mitzvah, and Norton was there.
Yeah.
And he had an open Jewish prayer book in front of him, and he's just kind of like moving like the Jews do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what depraved thoughts are in his head, but it is not what is in that book.
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was.
I'm banned from his house.
Why?
Sorry. He said I got creepy.
What'd you get? What'd
he
you,
said he had a gun in his drawer, and I was like, no, you don't. He goes, I'll bet you $20. I'm like, I'll bet you that. He goes, I'll bet you $100. I'm like, I don't have $100. He goes, then you can't look. I'm like, I know you don't have a gun around with your children. And then I was going over in that room, and he was like, you're creepy, Ari. You're creeping.
Did you ask him why he tries to act like garbage people?
Why he tries to act like Italians? Yeah. No, I have not asked him that.
No, not Italians. Garbage people.
Garbage people. Yeah. He sure does not act like a Jew, huh?
Is the chat room open?
Yeah, we got a couple of things.
All right, go ahead. Let me hear. I want to do go ahead.
Buddy C. Buddy says, no longer depressed Ari Shaffir. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I haven't given a fuck for a while.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
You were depressed?
A while ago, yeah.
For what?
For what?
Yeah. That's not what depression is, you guys. Okay, there's a misconception. Because it has the same, like, it looks the same as, like, when you just feel bad about something. Depression is like a brain sprain.
Hey, can you stop talking to us like we're college students?
Yeah,
like,
well,
go fuck
both
yourself.
Said for what?
We hey, we don't really care if you kill yourself, okay? We're just trying to fucking forward the conversation, you fucking big-nosed cocksucker.
I got a finger in my blood.
All right? So, the fucking Christ, Ari.
Is my nose that big? With Scopo in the room, you're going to call me
Yeah,
big
I got
nose?
The big fucking Jew nose.
Nah, your nose is bigger than Scopo.
Your nose is bigger, yeah.
Really? The bridge of your nose is big.
No, I got it's a not. Side view. Yeah, my nose is huge on the side.
It goes way longer.
You got a little bird nose. Ari,
you got a big nose, too.
Scopo's got a garbage nose.
You got a cartoon Jew nose.
Why?
You got big nostrils.
What was the depression about? What was going on that you were depressed?
It's not like that.
All right, what the fuck was it? Just depression.
It's like, why do you go to menopause? Why do you sprain your ankle?
What were you thinking? What was happening?
Everything was worse. When you have depression, everything's just
like
worse.
Like what?
It could be a nice day, and instead of going, oh, it's a nice day. It's awesome. You just go, it's a nice day. And then it's over. The highs are lower. The lows are way lower.
How'd you get out of it?
Pills and mushrooms.
What kind of pills?
The Cypramine.
What the fuck is that?
It's an 80s drug. The side effect is low blood pressure. So when I stood up, I'd always pass out a lot. I'd have to hold on to something. Minor side effect.
Minor?
Yeah, that was... compared to the other side effects, there was one I took. You couldn't come. You just couldn't come.
That's
I didn't
awesome.
Know about it. Yeah, no.
Could you still get hard?
You could get hard, but it wasn't like you could fuck forever. You could just fuck till you're supposed to come, and then you start to lose it. And just
oh,
very,
God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
miserable.
Another one gave me hyperphagia.
What's that?
That is the inability to feel full.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you would love that.
You got Bobby.
Bobby's had that for 30 years.
I haven't. I'm going to love it. You just fucking diagnosed me, you fucking cocksucker.
You can just eat and eat and eat. Yeah. I just limit myself. I'd be like, dude, that's 7 plates of spaghetti. That's
really?
That's enough now,
Were
right?
Were you getting fat?
Yeah, you're supposed to gain 30% of your body weight.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd love to see you fat.
I used to be fat. I used to be 250.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
how tall are you?
6'3".
Right?
All
right.
Wow. All right, what else should you do?
And then a few other ones. It just
and then you found really the work. One that works.
Found the one that worked,
and it got you out.
Boom! I was out.
Really?
Once I got the right dosage, I was like, oh, I feel right. I feel
yeah,
like
you never
I used
seen.
To.
You've never seemed depressed to me. Every time I've seen you, you've always seemed pretty cool and mellow and level headed.
It was in L.A. when you were around. I had a 3-year period where I would cut myself on the arm. I would like I would run a knife by my just gently by my veins just to see what it felt like.
Right.
If I was by a garbage truck that has a big fucking fuel tank on it,
yeah.
I would just sit and close my eyes and imagine if I was in a car, like, let it blow up and just take me.
Right.
Wow.
I wouldn't wear my seatbelt.
Well, now you know how your crowds feel.
Fuck you, Bobby.
What?
I came on the show as a guest.
Hey. But was it L.A. you think was fucking you up, or your career, or the business, or people?
It's not that. It's just like a sprain in your brain. It just
right?
happens. Okay. And then it's not about it's not like you break up with a girlfriend, you feel depressed for a little while.
Yeah,
it looks like that, but it's not like that. It's just it doesn't stop.
Clinical depression.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Sometimes some things can clinical depression. It can knock you into that, like your father dying or something can knock you into that, and you can't get out, even though you would have been over it, but you're still in it for years.
Well, because I get depressed. I've been depressed. I know when I'm in depression. But you know, I know when I'm getting out of it too. I usually wind up cleaning up my office or cleaning up my car.
Yeah, sure. Exercise helps.
And you know,
nah, he doesn't.
I'll,
do that.
I regret. I should have just done a one interview show, one comic, one on one. So, well, Ari, how's your new album? It's good, you know. Just I fucking cocksuckers. I gotta bring the most alpha male, funniest cocksuckers in the room and just take poundings.
Does anyone ever shit on you for not having enough women in here?
Well, we had a woman on today, and we try to get a woman on. We try to get a woman on every show, pretty much.
I was just thinking, if a blogger listened to this, like they
was not.
They wouldn't even have anything to pick out. You know how they find a comic to get, they find one line that if they listen to this, they'd be like, they just throw in the towel and be like, fuck it.
Actually,
I can't even find one thing to pick
actually,
out.
Actually, women.
The whole thing is offensive.
Change the whole fucking show. When I have a woman on, it just... But they always do great on the show. I've had women... We had a woman on today. We had Casey...
Bullsham.
Bullsham on...
Casey Anthony.
What?
Casey Anthony.
Who's Casey?
You know, I mean, no offense to Casey Bullsham, but I don't know. She's still probably...
She's all right.
Fun
she's
to
not that
to.
Hot, but she's a fucking... I don't like that.
She's still
that,
out of jail.
That fucking twat killed
not,
her kid.
You're not a fan of children killing?
That's where Bobby draws the line.
Nah, I just... To let a fucking crazy person like that go...
Well, because they didn't have any evidence,
ever
is that
know,
what it was?
They had fucking evidence.
Yeah. So why couldn't they convict her?
Because it's Florida, dude. Yeah.
They fucking had evidence.
Underground.
Florida's just a fucked up place.
The baby was walking.
Running coming at her.
Hands up.
She was holding her boob out for milk. The baby's coming out, mate. Stab it.
The kid was found down the street from her house in a gully.
Yeah.
Okay? She was at a party. The kid was duct taped.
She couldn't find a baby.
In the back, she was known to be duct tape her kid's mouth and leave it in the fucking car. She did it. The kid fucking died. She threw the body in the stream and denied.
And went to a party and tweeted, YOLO.
YOLO once.
The parents fucking did it.
Damn.
It's crazy, man. That little fucking girl. You ever see her face? Mm-mm. Her mom ducked, killed her.
Yeah, no, she did that with a gun. They're already calling for gun control. But the fact is, she's just a fucking murderer.
No, I don't buy duct tape anymore, dude. I fucking
don't.
You don't
support the scotch.
I use a lot of scotch.
You can get out of this.
What'd you say?
I said, you can get out of this.
Watch your whispers.
I don't know. I want to make it creepy.
You ever tie up a girl and then just let her get out herself afterwards?
No.
Do you fuck?
I tied up a girl and left. Came back 2 hours later. She was so fucking mad.
Really?
Yeah, I tied her legs and her arms up. And I was fooling her, and then I just she pissed me off. She was very dominant. She used to scratch me and do all kinds of fucking shit that would make me mad.
Okay.
And
she's during sex or just
so then you decided to make her just scared for her life.
No.
Do you want to admit this right now?
Yeah.
Well, we had.
I didn't like the girl, so I wanted to make her feel like she was gonna die.
We had this weird. No. We in sex, we would do all this crazy shit in sex. We were just really dirty, sexual, and I.
What'd you do in between the 2 hours?
I went to the store and I got her
some donuts.
I did.
Milkshake.
I didn't get donuts. She wanted brownies. Uh-huh. So I went to the store. I got her brownies. I came back. It wasn't 2 hours. It must have been like an hour or something. I came back where she was fucking grinding. You motherfucker. Screaming. Unfucking tie me. Uh-huh. And then I came over and I just ate her box until she fucking calmed down.
Wow. Because
you were still hungry.
Did you show?
I had fucking frozen. Or whatever the fuck it was.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I took out the brownie she wanted, and she was like, she like purred like a kitten.
Wow.
Purred like a kitten.
You eat them in front of her? Or
no, she ate them. She ate them.
She ate them in front of you?
I fed her like she was a queen.
Wow.
Ate her box.
While she was tied up?
While she was. I didn't untie
her. Now, here's the problem. If bloggers get a hold of that, if somebody's like, Bobby did this to me. Yeah. If bloggers are hold that, there's no way to defend that behavior.
Yeah, but
in real
that
life,
was
like
our
she
sexual,
was into it.
Yeah, but that was our sexual connection. Yeah.
But you can't defend that if it's public.
She used to tie me up. She used to tie me up and
no
do
way,
weird
really?
Shit. Dude, oh, fuck yeah. She tied me up. She tied me up one time and just stood over me and wouldn't give me sex.
I'm just picturing you
naked.
Naked
with a heart on?
She fucking stood over me for had to be like 45 minutes and would just keep making me beg. Then she would slap me. Uh-huh. We were into this weird shit.
I don't like slap.
That sounds fun,
I hate
though.
Getting slapped.
I didn't like it either, and I fucking used to get really mad because she hurt me.
You know who else doesn't like getting slapped?
She would physically hurt me.
DeAndre Johnson.
Oh,
sorry.
My God, dude.
It's a good one.
Well, Monroe. Explain what it is, because not
that?
Everybody knows.
Quarterback.
Quarterback from FSU. The girl smacked him and he punched her.
TMZ has completely taken that. Everything preliminary to him punching the girl, TMZ has taken that out of the video and just started with
him
punching.
Yeah, because you know
punching.
What it looks like? It looks like they were just at the bar getting a drink together.
And he just punches her.
And he just punches her, yeah.
But on CNN, they showed the whole thing.
They were together, right?
Shitty journalism. No. What I heard is he was just going to the bar and she was getting pushed all over, so she didn't want somebody pushing him. So she fucking elbowed him.
No. She punched him.
And then she caught it. She punched him. He grabbed her hands. And then she slipped
she it
and punched
slipped
him
it,
again.
Yeah.
And he punched her in the face. Yeah.
The thing is, like, look, you shouldn't hit women and stuff like
you
that.
You should be able to humiliate them, though. Figure out a way. Like, you should be able to throw pie.
When someone punches you in the
this up right
now. When someone punches you in the face, though, you're not thinking. You know, it's an instinct.
And the thing is, don't punch a guy if you're in a disadvantage. Yeah. You can't just punch them. I don't challenge people to fucking chess games when they're way better than me.
Yeah.
I don't challenge you to an eating contest. Yeah. It's like you just don't know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
I mean, first you of all,
Bobby has a limit. I can beat Bobby.
I don't fucking. I don't. I'm not a championship eater. You fucking cocksucker.
You could be
wrong.
Bobby if you applied yourself.
If you applied yourself. He doesn't eat a lot. He doesn't eat wrong.
Fat guys don't win championships.
Yeah, but you're a really good amateur.
He's AAU.
You're definitely Golden Gloves.
Just call me AAU.
Yeah.
I eat more than him.
No, you got a big appetite, this kid. But
no,
I don't.
You don't eat more. Have you ever seen Bobby? No.
We ate at the same time.
Eat more than Bobby. I saw Bobby do something. I've never seen a human being
What's
do
that?
It at Verzi's house. We were all sitting there watching. I've never seen anything like it, dude. He had a 6-foot hero. The guy ate like 3 feet of the hero.
after
okay,
we
no,
had a
that.
Full fucking meal.
Right,
it was
not doing that.
It was
yeah.
insane. He was trying to leave, and then he came up with a sandwich, and he was like,
he's trying. I know he's exaggerating. To
I
get
am
some
not
of,
exaggerating,
dude. I need three.
Ask Verzi. Bring
I
Verzi
ate a foot.
On. We've talked
it
about that
foot.
Night
foot.
For
a
like
foot.
A foot. 6 months straight about what you did.
Yeah,
we didn't think it was possible.
I have a lot. I can eat.
I
can.
Right, no, I don't eat that much. I eat a lot.
You eat a lot.
Yeah.
You eat more than me. He does eat more than me, but I do eat a lot.
But I burn it off.
Yeah. I think, listen, to back to the fucking actual topic that you brought up. If a woman hits you,
yeah.
I think the right thing to do, if you could do the right thing, is to leave.
Yeah,
just
okay.
fucking leave
yeah.
it.
What
leave.
If she's punching at
leave.
You over and over
leave.
Again? But it's not just
leave.
Like. But hold on, it's not just one punch and then standing there waiting for your reaction.
You leave.
It's an out of the blue.
Yeah.
Someone's clawing and
get
punching at you.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You have to be like, ah.
Listen,
ah.
I think the right.
You just walk away. She's punching you in the back of the head.
The right thing to do is
leave.
Fucking leave. I'm not saying that it's the.
I'm gonna stop the blows first.
It's not the thing that you're gonna do.
Yeah,
just do it.
It's not the thing that you're gonna do.
I don't think that's the right thing
right,
to do. I think it's misogynist to do that.
It's the right thing to do. If you can defend yourself, fine. But if she wasn't, she threw one left. Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Did you see the video?
No.
Okay, then you don't know what you're talking about.
No, yeah. Of course not.
He bumped into her. They started back and forth. I think she used the N-word. That's what they're saying.
That's what he's
saying.
When
you play sports, they all use the N-word.
For violence.
That's what he's saying.
Black people, that's not an excuse anymore for violence. You don't get
it
that.
It is.
No, you don't just get to be violent. That's your old culture. That's why we look down on you guys.
You know,
don't
care.
Use
you're
any excuse to be violent.
You can't look down on them.
You can't let a word
Italians, black,
you
who else do you want to alienate right now?
A poor Jew is a bum.
Hang
you're worse
second.
Than
guys,
black people.
Ari Shaffir does not give a fuck. He don't give a fuck.
You want to be part of everybody. You can't let a word push you into violence. You can't be a violent people. I'm sorry. It's not an excuse anymore. Fuck Chris Rock and whatever he says. That, oh, if somebody says nigger, you're allowed to fight them. No, you're not. You're part of the society. That's a fucking word.
But didn't you just say that if a girl hits you, you're getting hit her back?
That's not a word.
She
unless
hit him.
Punch.
She called him the N-word and hit him.
So just hit him. Just hit him. That's the
so
that's
you think
what you're fighting
against. So if a girl hits you, you can hit her back?
Sure.
No, not
she
at
starts,
all.
She starts a fight. If a little guy hits you, can you hit him back?
Yes.
If Ronda Rousey hits you, can you not hit her back?
No.
Oh, she's a fucking lethal weapon.
Okay, so where's the line? Is it not size?
You sue her for everything she
now,
had.
Now, the girl picked her arm up, supposedly called him the N-word.
Why don't we play the video?
Hang on one second. Well, I don't know if you can see it, but if you can pull it up, that's great.
Well, hold on. Let's commemorate Scopo's first good idea.
Hey, that's not fair. I got a lot of good ideas.
Bro, when I worked the garbage truck, you know I had fucking
you
plenty of good ideas.
Garbage man.
All right?
I got some great Yankee tickets
so
for you.
So, he grabbed
Yankees,
her fist.
Knicks, whatever you need.
Grabbed her fist, and then she threw a left, hit him in the face with a left, and then he came over with an overhand right and knocked her right in the face. Didn't knock her out, but hit her hard.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's what happened.
It don't
so
be
I think
hard.
I think what he did was more instinct
yeah,
than anything.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
My point. It's
absolutely.
Like you shouldn't hit a woman.
But he did, out of instinct.
But it's a woman like shouldn't also hit a man.
Right. When you get hit by anyone, you're just not thinking. You just react, you know?
Out of the blue, gets struck with violence. It's
it's an instinct, but...
Yeah,
what
I mean, if you could just say...
That doesn't justify it,
I mean,
though.
If somebody punched me on the street and I punched him back, I would tell the cops he punched me first and they would let me go.
Because you're Jewish.
And they would look at you and they go, we know.
Yeah.
We know you're not just...
There it is.
If it was Monroe, he'd be up against the car with his face smashed into the pavement. Don't fucking move!
Show him.
I'm like, that's scary.
Stop resisting. Stop. I'm not resisting. Stop resisting.
How funny is this? Scopo hands it to me.
Well, you're the host of the show, Bobby.
Yeah, but I already saw it, you dummy. You brought it up for him.
I was going to give it to
Don't
you, and then you delegate.
The just you delegate, you fucking garbage people.
Just for the record, I do not support any of Ari Shaffir's ideas, thoughts, or theories.
Because they're bullshit.
Or haircuts.
Giannis Pappas.
I supported the haircut when it was fresh. Now,
yeah,
it's just
gotta
terrible.
It's a week old haircut?
Yeah.
You got to get shape up.
It's
gross.
I know.
Plus, he has a bald spot in the back, too, which is weird.
Balding with a mohawk.
Okay, by the
it looks
way,
like a pond in
the
middle of
it. It looks like the aliens landed there, like a crop circle.
Okay. It looks good on him, though.
Shut
look
up and
good.
Take it.
The Black Cell told me, like, you got to do this, like, every week and a half. And
you got to. We told you.
I know. You're right. I know.
Don't call us the Blacks.
I like that. No, as a group, you guys are the Blacks. Pete's in it, too. There's a lot of whites in there, but you guys
Pete's
are
kind of black.
You hear that, Blacks? It's not an excuse
not
for violence.
All black people. Your group. You, Derek,
Philly
Suba,
blacks?
Chris Cotton. It's mostly black.
They just throwing in Indians.
She's in the black.
What the fuck is this?
This the shade.
No, not the people. You guys. You, your group of comics. But listen.
Yes, we're okay. Listening. We have headphones on. We have microphones.
You say don't hit a girl. But
you
I
have alt in the black.
Hang on.
She didn't get knocked out.
What?
She was just kind of hurt.
Yeah.
So, like, what huge damage was done? Why are we not respecting women enough to say she just got punched back?
She got a good chin.
Yeah. So then, what's the real problem?
Yeah.
He punched a girl who could take it.
Yeah.
Well, she punched.
And why are
we
still treating her? We're still treating her like a princess.
Yeah.
When that's not a princess. That's a girl who punched first.
See some
took
fat chick who got too
what's
drunk.
What's the issue?
Right.
That's a human who punched another human, got punched back, and took it.
Right. Well, the issue is like when you're a star quarterback, you got to know.
He
better.
Was the third string.
But I mean, or whatever he is, and
not
and
a star
also this is like
oh, you can't
know,
hit nobody.
There's a lot of
he's done. He's off the team. There's no coming back from that.
But it's just you know. It, the backdrop is domestic violence. That's a problem, you know, and that's so we're very sensitive. People
you can't
are very
be black and hit women because they automatically bring up.
Well,
that,
if you think you can hit women if they hit you, then that's a choice you make. But if I think that if a woman hit me, I'd probably try to just walk away.
Okay, if a guy hit you, would you do the same thing?
No,
but you could, right?
I could, yeah. I would try.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would try, unless it was had to do with my family. If my family was anywhere in the vicinity, I would
now
murder
thinking,
anybody.
Now you're thinking of like a garbage person.
But if you were in Boston,
it's all about family.
You go for the kneecaps first.
If I had to protect my family,
yeah.
If it was, you know, because they would get hurt, I would do whatever the fuck it was.
Play Godfather music, Deepu.
But,
if anybody fucks with my family or touches my donuts, I fucking swear you're dead.
You could walk away, sure, but like when somebody punches you, I don't think punching back is.
Have you
weird.
Ever punched a girl?
I mean,
during as
sex.
An adult.
God, you should try it. It feels so good.
You punch a girl during sex?
Mostly punch butt. If you punch with a straight forearm, straight into the cheek, like straight, catch it flush. Not, don't get corners. Straight in, makes like a big fucking noise, and then it's good.
What the fuck was that? An old Jewish saying?
Then it's good.
Then it's good.
Look at me, mazel tov. Now you gotta try to
work. Then you have bagels.
You should never punch a woman under any circumstances ever.
Really?
Just on the record.
Uh-huh. He's just saying that. Yeah.
Have you ever had rough sex?
Yeah.
What was the roughest thing? What happened rough sex wise? Was it you? Was she doing it to you? Or you doing it to her?
Yeah, no. One girl wanted me to hit her, and I felt like Woody Allen. Like I was like afraid, and I was like, sure, you know, I didn't want. Is that good? Is that all right? I didn't. Yeah, I got afraid. She was like, hit me, and like her fucking head turned around like The Exorcist. Hit me.
Are you hitting her from the back when she told you hit you?
No, it was straight up, and you know, missionary. And she wanted me to hit her, and I didn't. I think I gave her like a little pat, but I'm not into violence in my side. Yeah. I like a little rough sex, but no hitting. Yeah. No hitting.
Yeah,
biting.
I was into creepy, choking. Weird sex in my 20s. A little rough, a little, you know,
I like
weird
it now.
Role playing, really crazy role playing. I got into that, but then I got out of it because it got a little scary. Yeah. I got a little fucking scared at some points that, you know, this could get carried away. And you know, you get hit by somebody,
you don't
even
know.
During sex, it still makes you mad.
Yeah.
I remember she scratched my face one day in a fucking food because I want ice cream. And I was like, I'll get it. She was like, I want it now. And she just scratched my face.
Mm.
And I was like, I got a show, you motherfucker. I had a show that night. I was so fucking mad. And I just took her. I go, we're leaving. I took her like a little kid and put her in the car. Drove her back to my apartment.
Duct tape her.
Sounds like he's getting turned on. Right
really? Duct tape her to a ceiling.
Like a little girl. Yeah. I took her back to my car.
I did.
You're getting turned on a little bit, aren't you?
I remember. I tried to. You ever try to find an old chick that you used to do fucking crazy sex with? Like try to find what she looks like now?
They're either pregnant or they fall apart.
Huh?
They're either pregnant or they fall apart.
But some of them are. I found a couple that were smoking. Like, oof. Mm. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I found a couple that was smoking. What's wrong? Why have you done that?
Yeah, but it's always usually like pretty gross.
Are you talking into your microphone?
No, I don't know.
There you go.
His microphone's low.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get older.
Yeah.
Age is not.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
Why do I think comics we age differently?
Because we're children.
I think
we have responsibilities.
We're sitting around doing a radio show in someone's apartment. All my friends are like have families and have to wake up tomorrow.
My friend is probably
Unless
going
you
to
do
sleep
drugs,
in the next
you're not
20 minutes.
Getting old.
Yeah.
Look what we're doing.
Ari's going to smoke weed from a guy he got at the stand.
Yeah, smoke weed, go to another spot, hopefully fuck a chick.
I mean, we're kids. I get calls on the reg for people like, hey, come over to my basement and let's do my little pretend radio show. It's like, dude, we're 40.
Hey, are you going to put down my show one more time? You fucking
this is an addict.
The show that made you?
No, not this one. You know?
I guess that's it, but I think it's because we laugh a lot, too.
Yeah. Oh, there's that.
I think that we laugh a lot.
And the sleep until noon helps.
Yeah, helps too.
I wish I had that.
Oh, yeah.
And you mushrooms, used to. Whatever you want.
I remember I used to sleep till 3.
Wow.
3. I'd wake up, get food, and then go back to bed.
Do you guys remember like coming into comedy and going like, wow, their lifestyle is not what I expected?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I asked Freddie Soto to play. I found out he played golf. And I was like, you play? He's like, yeah. I was like, we should play. He goes, yeah, I'm good. I go, hey, we got tee time tomorrow at 10 if you want to play. He goes, 10? No, bro, 3. 3. You can't play golf at 3 p.m. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I remember I used to, when I first moved to New York, and I had my first time, I never had a job. When I moved to New York, I quit all my jobs, and I was just doing comedy full time. And I remember around 3 months in, I felt guilty. I just was sitting around. Yeah. I would be walking around trying. And he was like, dude, you worked your ass off to be fucking lazy, dummy. Go back to bed. Go play Xbox.
Who said that?
It's Patrice.
Oh, yeah.
He go play a video game, you fucking idiot. Stay up all night. Sleep all day.
Yeah.
Stop being such an asshole.
Do karaoke. That's what we do.
You do karaoke?
Yo, yeah. He does. Oh, yo,
the Blacks.
Tuesday.
The Blacks
Tuesday
do karaoke.
We do karaoke.
The Blacks.
We got a marathon competition going on. We do a lot of
shit.
Yo,
Monroe
does the driving range.
He does a lot of fun.
You go to the
stuff,
driving
man.
Range?
Yeah, Chelsea Pierce.
Wow.
We just put a lot of money on the card and just go in there.
Who has
we
clubs?
All share the card. We rent them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Monroe went to Italy just for
I went
the
to Italy
for the
just
experience.
To go.
I was like, yo, you doing sets? He was like, no.
I went to Italy in April. It was my birthday.
I saw that, and
myself.
I was like, wow, Monroe's doing comedy in Italy. That's awesome.
Fuck it. I just went because I'd never been abroad before.
Yeah. How much was it?
I caught a deal on Emirates. It was 2 round-trip tickets for $850.
It was that's whatever money,
two?
Son. You got that guy code money. It was whatever
tickets,
money.
And we rented an entire Airbnb for $1,000.
Who'd you go with? Italian?
Two floors.
Who were you with?
No, it was me and my two homies.
Homies?
Minuin and my boy Jared. My boy Jared's not a comic. He's the head of advertising for Sony.
What did it look like? The motherland of garbage.
Huh? It was fucking awesome, man.
Fuck you. You said here, not there.
Oh, yeah.
Over there is totally different.
They agreed. Suck awesome. Over there. I hate Italian people.
No, they're awesome.
Oh, I fucking hate them.
They're
what?
Clean.
They're the worst people.
The women
people.
Are clean and
they're
sexy.
The worst people.
Why do you say this?
Because I lived over there.
For how long?
4 months.
That's not enough. That's not enough.
And
you were there for 7 days.
And I loved it. 10. Yeah. And I loved every
so
moment.
Scopo, you weren't impressed? It didn't remind you of Flushing, Queens?
Nah. Were you in South Italy?
I don't know why you hated it. Why do you think the people were assholes?
They didn't like Americans. They would fucking taunt us all the time from
the
train.
Because you don't want to learn about their culture.
They were just talking about you. They weren't taunting you. They were just trying to fuck your fat ass.
No, but we had one black kid. Bella. And they would just throw racist shit at him constantly.
Like what?
They would call him the N-word constantly.
Who, they don't use the N-word over there.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. I didn't.
By the way, one of the funniest
they
things.
They thought you were a fucking athlete, so they were
you
like,
got
oh.
Them right.
Yeah. Hello.
They
yeah.
did think
I got
not soccer because I'm too big to play soccer.
They are football. Sure. Crazy racist. Damn. I will give you
crazy
that.
Racist.
Crazy
yeah.
racist.
Yeah.
I loved it, though.
Yeah. They're crazy They're racist.
Oh, yeah, that soccer coach. Is that Italy?
I got in place.
Got kicked off his team for saying something about
I want to know something.
I'm so fucking sick of racism. It's boring. It's so boring.
Hang on. Relax. All right. Hang on one
Isn't
second.
Isn't it boring, though? It's right. so fucking boring.
Racism's not what? Boring.
It's racism is boring. It's the
it's
same
so
shit.
It's boring.
Hack.
Yeah, no new
No,
shit.
There's new. There's so much new.
Racism is
I'll
hack.
Tell you a few people that have gotten new stuff. Sam Tripoli has a great joke about how black people cross the street slowly. And they really do. Look
they
at
really
them.
Do.
They take
their
time.
They do.
They take their time.
They go right before the treads green, so you gotta find
And people
Jesus.
Always moan. People always moan when he says it, because people are like, oh, I don't know how to feel about this. He goes, fine, I hope you get caught at a fucking green light in front of the Million Man March and just sit there fucking 9 days.
Black people do, but here's the thing. They a white guy, but that's kind of old too. I've heard people do that.
Yeah, that's everybody.
Guy,
that's
a white guy will trot, do that little fast trot when he's
pick it up, but don't really pick it up.
Go to Astoria, it's the same shit. They cross the street whenever they wanna.
No. It's not. They cross like it's a light. They cross slowly when they choose to cross.
Yeah,
it's a casualness of like, look, I'm free. I can take 8 minutes to get across the street.
Fuck you mean free? Prison free or slave free?
Slave free. Slave free.
Yeah, listen, Monroe. I want you to look at the size of Monroe.
Yeah.
That's the second time you went, what you mean?
Three's out.
Three's yeah, you don't get four what you mean.
The next time coming.
Yeah, there's no, you don't get four what you means. And you're going to put your, if I get punched, I punch back theory to the test.
Fuck. When I wake up, I punch back.
Yeah, I'm looking at Monroe's fucking arms, and I'm looking at your Pilates arms.
Next time he's on, guys, you got to just walk away.
Yoga.
You got to just walk away.
I did 10 push-ups last week.
What do you mean racism is boring? I mean, it is
it
over.
It's the same shit.
Okay, hang on, guys. You can't yap over each other.
It just kind of bores me. It's like so... It's like still, you know?
It's the same shit over and over again. You hate people for the same exact reason.
Like, you don't know by now that it's stupid. Like,
I agree. There should be updated racism.
Like what?
Like new people
like
racism?
That, like that, yeah, it's like new observations. Like black people never used to skateboard. Now it's a normal thing.
And Chinese like students those aren't good students anymore.
Because we're better
at
it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Chinese aren't good students anymore. They don't have multiple children. They have one children. Chinese kids aren't quiet anymore. They're actually quite loud.
Yeah, but that's not racism. Those are jokes. I'm talking about like real racism where like...
I'm not going to hire you because you're black?
That type of shit. Like,
oh, yeah. Well,
or,
that,
like, shit, it's just like... Or like really fucking believing that one people is better than another people. But just thinking in generalizations and that garbage.
We talked about this on the earlier show. You don't think that America in the last 20 years or 30 years, the speed of which
leaps
we've...
and bounds.
I mean, there is a black president. There are gay...
On,
listen,
dude.
They're gay. My kid's going to grow up with fucking... gay people get married.
Interracial
black
couples,
people are presidents.
Not even that weird anymore when you see it around the street.
Dude, that hasn't been weird for like 30 years.
That's what he's saying. In the last 20, 30
years.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is that in the last 20, 30 years, now these kids growing up now are going to be growing up with gay people getting married, and it's not. That's just the way life is.
Yeah,
yeah, but
it's changing.
It depends where you are.
Yeah. I've seen it on stage
where
too.
You are.
I've seen
there is so much racism still in this country.
Yeah, there's still some, but it's not
Florida.
Near much. It's fucking so much, man.
Florida, like
I mean, of course there is, but I think that out of any country, we're changing the fastest.
What?
No,
you got to base that on one other country.
Yeah.
You can't just say we're doing the best.
We're like Syria.
But
Syria has one race.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
South Africa.
There's no racism when everyone's the same.
We're behind most of the Western world in a lot of our social issues.
You think so? I don't think so.
Yes, we are.
We're not behind Europe. Yeah. I don't think we're behind Europe.
No,
with racism?
With social issues.
Racism, I'll give you that. They're fucking horrible.
No, I don't know about that. What do you mean?
They're horrible.
They're horrible.
With black people?
They go to a fucking football game?
They throw bananas.
Yeah. They don't have black
people.
They have Africans.
Yeah, they just...
Those are different.
Yeah.
I want to start throwing bananas at white players and just... Let
they'd
people
eat them.
Like analyze it however they
want. They'll use it for potassium
and
run longer.
People would just be confused.
Yeah.
Put it in a smoothie.
Why is the Jew feeding us? What's going on right now?
That would be hilarious. No, but as far as gay marriage and stuff, we're way behind.
Those
on
places
that.
Still have huge immigration problems.
Is Europe? Like,
you those places do
people.
Have huge immigration.
I'm saying, here. Black people are born here, so you can't hate us.
Black people are born in England too.
They're African and they whatever.
Do you think
Americans have this habit of comparing us to like just saying we're the best without actually relating it to any other country? Just saying we're the best ones, you know,
because
like,
we are, and we don't need to compare ourselves.
I feel
to
like we're
else.
Number one. Like we're 17th in education, we're 45th in healthcare.
Yeah,
we're 23rd in freedom of the press.
We're losing.
Number one in being awesome.
Yeah, that's it. We're number one in being blindly
There's
awesome.
There's that fucking Italian.
Yeah,
in
that's right.
That's what I mean.
Fucking
garbage
awesome,
people.
Bro.
Please stop calling Scumbo garbage people.
Yeah.
He's my friend.
Gabba Gagoosh.
But I
garbage people.
What did you say, Gabba Gagoosh?
Yeah. Now they talk.
What is that?
I don't know.
I think it's an Italian fucking sausage.
Marco from the Jersey Jerks said you're a fucking asshole.
Marco said that?
Yeah.
Oh, a guy named Marco didn't agree.
We got to get an Italian guy on the line. Can we call
him?
Yeah,
I'll get him right now. You want him?
Yeah.
All right, I'll
get
him
sure.
Right now.
Who? Nick DiPaolo?
No,
not that one.
Wow.
Oh, that would be
interrupt
good
his busy day of keeping his wife in the kitchen and let him call in real quick.
All right, let me show you a picture of Marco first.
Oh, yeah. Get that fucking...
He's from Philly.
He's a friend of mine.
Get that gabagoo on the line.
He has a podcast on my network, a great podcast called The Jersey
Let's get some sausage.
Oh, he's not from Jersey. I mean, not from Philly.
How could you call my fucking ancestors garbage people?
South Jersey.
You're a fucking Jew.
South Jersey, they love.
It's going to be hard
for...
He can't hear you, so you have to scream, because we don't have the plug in the phone.
Because we're doing a podcast.
Well, I didn't plug the thing in for the phone.
Jesus Christ.
He has a great podcast that he does, The Jersey Jerks, and he's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. And he's Italian-American.
He's not calling in? You want to say that one more time?
All right, well, his people are the worst people.
Because I don't want to set you guys up and just call some guy and then you trash him.
I know, but I heard you the first four times you said it.
Fuck you, you Greek trash.
Guys, if you didn't hear, this is a friend of his, and he has a great podcast.
He's a real good friend
of
mine.
I'm Italian-Irish.
He talks to this guy on the reg, so they're good friends.
On the reg. I love anytime he's on the show, whatever he says is the name of the show. We've had people make street signs because of this.
Flood City.
Flood City.
It's the right there.
Anyways, I'm calling. I don't know what the fuck's wrong. Oh, here we go. Here we go. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, he made a joke. Garbage people versus Ari. Round one.
Marco, you're on the YKWD.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're on right now. Ari Shaffir, Giannis Pappas, Chris Scopo, Monroe Martin, Deepu, myself.
What's up?
And Ari Shaffir is saying that that Italian people are garbage people. And I told him, you think he's an asshole for saying that.
Fuck you, Ari. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, that's a great comeback. That's a great educated comeback. That's great. You're definitely not proving my point. You fucking piece of garbage.
It's a friend.
How about let's go to violence and it's a fuck you. That's a good retort.
Hang on one second. Did I mention that he's a friend of mine? And Jesus Christ,
do you
go for the jugular out of the gate? He's saying fuck you in a funny fuck you way.
No, he's not. He's pissed.
Marco, are you saying? What?
No, I'm here. I'll punch him right in the middle of the fucking head.
That's what I mean.
There we go. Keep going with the violence.
They revere violence.
Well, maybe he's a big...
I mean, you call the guy's family garbage people. Yeah.
His ancestors garbage people. Not his specific.
That's just unnecessary. My people, we built this country.
Mm-hmm. Explain what you've done.
There's a couple of bridges.
How have you built this country?
Let Ari and him talk.
What did you build here?
The GW.
He wants to know what you built. What the Italians built.
The Verrazano. Empire State Building. All our families. All our ancestors.
You mean you were workers? You mean you were the lowest of the low and you were the workers that they put, the slaves? You were the freed slaves here and you're saying we built this country and not black people? You fucking idiot! You dumb, uneducated piece of wop garbage!
What did the Jews build? Tell me what the Jews build.
Pyramids?
The media? The banking system?
The diamond
it's
district?
It's all failing us, Ari. It's all failing.
Built.
The
education
comedy
system.
Cellar.
Chinese stores.
China. Chinatown.
The greatest comedy club in America.
Yeah. Seinfeld.
Fucking folk music.
Andrew Dice Clay, who pretends to be a garbage person.
They always go back to that, what we built.
Well, what the fuck do you want to go to?
I don't know, something of value.
What, pizza?
Pizza's the only other one.
They did build a country out of a little nothing in the desert. That's pretty impressive.
Who, the Jews?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was swamp and desert.
Yeah,
yeah, but we helped them.
Who, the Italians?
No, the Americans. We gave you that thing.
Well,
The British gave it to us.
Well, we told them they could do it.
Well, that's completely wrong, but okay.
But what they've done with it is pretty remarkable.
Marco, listen.
Yes.
All right, listen. Don't forget the
Marco. You got to. Your sausage is getting out of the oven. You better go get it. Put some gravy on it and fucking eat it up. Yum yum.
Why don't you come to South Philly and I'll show you around and see what you really think of Italians then.
Okay, great. Sounds awesome.
This is the greatest podcast of all time.
I'll be in Philadelphia in September. I'd love that tour.
All right, Marco.
Come. Look me up, faggot. Look me up.
Jesus. Marco.
Yeah.
You're going backwards. You were going to take him on a tour.
In this day and age, a Jew comic, presidents against Italians. What's this world coming to?
Oh,
Dude, you can't.
He's definitely not made me rethink my position.
Marco.
I was going to say, well, not you specifically, just as a people, you're gross. But now, yes, you specifically too, Marco.
Marco, you can't. I know you just got mad and you lost control. But you
just
can't.
Like Italians always do. Get mad and lose control. Definitely don't think clearly. That's not a quality you guys have.
What's that?
It's that Italian temper.
Yeah, you can't just call him. Now, do you really mean, will you take him on a little tour of Philly without?
Absolutely.
You're not going to open your trunk. It's going to be plastic and all.
I got a place for you to sit.
I think you should take him to the
cement shoe store.
Marco, do you need to go because your mom's calling you from upstairs?
Marco, so for real, if you took me on a tour of Philadelphia, if you took me on a tour of Philadelphia, I'd get you free tickets to the show for you and a couple people.
Look at that. The Jew being nice. The Jew is reaching out.
All right, so he's going to get you a ticket. You take him on a tour of Philly. Italian. Show him what the Italians did in Philly, what they're all about, and then he's going to get you free tickets to the show for you and whoever you want.
Bring him to the Rocky statue.
Well, most of the Philly are designed by... Straight up, off the boat.
Okay, so you...
Oh, that's a Philly accent. I love it. Right, off the boat. Yeah. I love it.
So this is, here's the thing. You get in touch with him on Twitter. You're going to take him on a tour and change his mind about your garbage people.
Right after you punch him in his fucking big Jew nose.
That's too easy of a target.
Right? That's too easy of a target. Yeah.
It's like the broadside of a barn is harder.
Yeah, aim for his thin head.
After you turn his nose into a hoogie.
There's something I want to punch. If anything, it'd just be jutting out towards me. That's probably that girl from the FSU quarterback. She's probably a Jew. And he's like, how can I not punch his fucking nose?
Jesus Christ. All right, buddy. All right, Marco. I love you and your people. All right, Paisan.
Now go get your fucking shine box. Now go get your fucking shine box.
I love Marco.
God, this is the greatest episode of all time.
God damn it. You are
Jesus. Ari does not give a fuck.
He really doesn't.
No.
He really. Can it's we plug that in, buddy? Yep. He really does. No, that's why I love you, buddy.
This is a good
episode.
I mean,
I don't agree with you, but I fucking love you. I think that Italian people are great people. I think Irish people. I think they Italians, Irish, black, great. Chinese. It's what it's
whoa,
immigrant.
Whoa, Chinese? Whoa.
Yeah, no, come on, relax, bro. On.
Dude, the fucking railroads.
I know, but.
Come on,
I
man.
Mean, come on.
Back I mean, in the day.
I mean, if we had machines, we wouldn't have used them at all.
But we didn't, and we used them. And they helped build
the really
country.
The architects who really built it.
Well, they did not. They helped build. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, when you look at, like, who designed this building, you don't think, like, who fucking put the brick on.
Yeah, yes, you do.
They could get anybody for that.
No,
the comedy cell was amazing. Really? How are the waitresses? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Listen. I mean, I'm not saying you make good points.
See how I talk that gorilla down? See how I use my words to take him off the ledge? To move
Christ.
Him where I wanted to with education? I haven't read a book in 12 years, and I can still fucking run circles around him academically. It's innate, you guys. It's innate.
It's really so true. Fucking Ari is.
I've never laughed this hard on the show. I've never laughed this hard on the show ever.
I'm so worked up over this Schumer apology that I'm just fucking. Let's just hit everybody.
Ari is Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
What's why are you mad about it? About it? Why did it make you mad? Because you know she.
You
did
know
that,
why she.
But she did it in a very passive aggressive way. Her apology was a very passive aggressive apology.
I had to talk other people down. She goes. She said all racial humor is wrong. I'm like, show me in here where she said that. She said she didn't want to hurt anybody. She's sorry if she did.
Who the fuck does?
Right, but she didn't say all racial humor is wrong. I think when comics apologize, it just makes
sense. Guys, you're talking literally.
No, because I don't know what the Schumer joke was about.
All right, well, we'll tell you. Just ask us. You don't have to.
I did, and you kept talking that it is racist.
Well, wait a second.
It was.
Fuck, this is a tense podcast.
Sorry, I'm right. You have a good point.
It was some years old joke. It was a 2-year-old joke that no one noticed when it came out.
What was it?
From cutting?
No.
No, no, it was the Mexican joke.
Let me try to do
joke.
It justice.
Hang on. It was basically, I used to
I used to have sex with Mexicans, but then I prefer.
No, I used to date Latins, but now I prefer consensual.
Oh, that was funny. That's from Kush. Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was from years ago. No one noticed it. No one got mad. Then a blogger came on and said, hey, we should be mad about this. And when you present it in those terms.
Because why? Because
it's
of
insensitive.
Her fame. No, because of her fame.
Yeah,
because
she
but you're
a job
going
now.
To a joke that you didn't notice when it came out.
Right.
It didn't hit your head when it came out. So now you're like, let me look at something that should get me mad because I have to write a blog every week and I have to sell fucking, you know.
I want
to
take her down a notch.
It's not about that. It's about
apologize.
Doing some content.
It's and about, then, it's and about then her having some type of and getting eyes on her content.
Yeah. So the blogger reads it. The blog first responders come in and they go, that's wrong. It's terrible what you did. Did you say this? You take any comedy off the stage and put it on paper, it all looks terrible.
Right. All of it.
Right. Yeah. So then people go, it was wrong, it was wrong. And now she's thinking probably like, hey, fuck, that really seems shitty.
Well, she works for the machine now.
She does work for the machine.
She works for the machine.
Yeah, you can't. She has a movie coming out. She's got another movie she just got on. Her
I get
show's
the reasons.
Out, but here's the deal.
It's still bad for comedy.
I agree.
When she apologized, if you listen to the apology, she explained herself in a truthful way. Because she doesn't. I used to be that type of character on stage. I sometimes still am.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, sure.
And I believe that's true. We all don't want. We're not going out there to hurt people.
Right.
We're going out there to make people laugh with what we think is funny. And then she said at the end of it, I hope that explains it. I hope that. But it was mere like, it was almost like a, I hope you're satisfied. Here's, you wanted
to
know.
I think it was like, hey, you're right. I don't want to hurt people. She also put in there, there's some words you got to look up. There's some words like,
bring it up.
Now that I'm bigger, I want to reconsider. The things I say.
Can I say something?
But I don't think that's a lie. I think that where she's at in her career, that you evolve, the more eyes that go. Ari, if you.
I know.
If
it was just a word or two that I didn't care for.
If you were bigger than you were and you had a show, if they gave you a show on a network and it was a hit, you would rethink calling Italian people garbage.
I don't think he would. Here's the deal. That's why I wouldn't take that show.
Right.
Because I have a level of integrity where my comedy's.
If it was a show called Garbage Italian People?
Yeah.
Where he was just a.
I could
he was
be
just
on
a
that.
Racist that owned a garbage. It was almost
company.
Like a garbage company. And it was all Italians, and you just made fun of them the whole time.
But
no, dude, you can't say that. So you're saying that if someone offered you a gig on a network or your own show, and it was something
you had a passion about
that you loved, that you wrote. But you wouldn't kind of tighten things up a little bit?
Nothing's going to touch my stand-up. And if it comes to that point, I'll be like, guys, I'm sorry, but I can't accept your money anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I turned down ads. I just got in trouble for an ad because it was for a mattress company, and I explicitly, like, pointed out how Tom Segura and his wife fuck on it. She fucks him in the ass with, like, a dildo and stuff. They're like, oh, it's dirty. You can't say shit like that. I'm like, then keep your money. Then I don't want it.
You know what, though?
You can't tell me what to say. It's the one thing you cannot tell me what to do.
I think the money's a little different, though.
Absolutely. But we're just
She's
talking about levels.
A ton of
absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely. Same as all of them.
10,
but here's why it's bad for comedy. Can I just...
You're talking about $150 for a Casper mattress ad. Or
$10 million.
$10 million.
$1,000. But go ahead.
All right. Whatever. You know what I meant. Mm-hmm. You fucking cocksucker.
Absolutely. It's
but
a different level.
$1,000? No.
But what Ari said is true. Like, the blogger takes it out of context.
What are you doing? You having a stroke?
No.
Oh, you have chewing.
I have snoozing, yeah.
Oh, I hate you.
Snooze. So the blogger takes it out of context and then says, oh, she's saying that all Latin people are racist.
Which is like, a rapist. But that's not what she's saying.
That's not what she was saying. She's using hyperbole, which is what comedy is.
Hang on one second.
To make a joke about how Latins have that sort of machismo kind of aggressiveness about them.
Right.
That Latins would probably, if they heard that in the context of a comedy club, would actually think is funny.
I don't think it
is. She's not saying all Latinos are rapists.
Yes, it's a joke. It's a joke.
But no
one is
exaggerating.
So what are we going to do? What the fuck are we going to do?
But no one from the Latin community against it when it happened.
Wasn't she Latin?
But it was 2 years later.
But wasn't that lady Latin?
Yeah, because they all get offended at their own thing. Or white people get offended for black people.
She should have did what Natasha Leggero did. Said, I'm not apologizing.
Natasha was great.
And it went away.
Response.
Said, I'm making jokes.
Well, right, explain that because you're just saying something that doesn't make sense.
Natasha made a joke.
Yeah.
Same thing. She goes, she made a joke on, she was doing the New Year's Eve thing.
On veterans, right?
Yeah. She goes, and there were Pearl Harbor veterans coming out.
Right.
And she said something along the lines of, they don't need a medal, they need fix-a-dent.
Okay.
Denture cream, something like that. Right. And people are like, that's disrespectful
right.
to our veterans. And she goes, it's a joke about 93-year-olds.
Right. Yeah.
That's because they were in Pearl Harbor.
Right.
You see how long ago it was? And she goes, instead of fucking shitting on me, why don't you pay attention to the fact that we fucking abandon our veterans to come back. Half of them have PTSD and half of them are homeless. What I did was donate a bunch of money to the fucking veteran funds instead of jumping on a comedian for making a joke about old people.
Right.
That references veterans.
Okay, I'm not that person who did that. So
I'm
stop.
Mad on her.
He's still worked up by the garbage
yeah,
people.
But he's looking at me, not blinking, and I'm afraid
apologize.
That he's going to punch me.
Here's the problem. I've heard
problem?
This. I've heard young comics
right.
say, "Ooh, I don't know if I should make this joke because it might be crossing a line." When one of these things come up, and I'm like, "Now what's happened is someone is not being creatively free."
Mm-hmm.
Because of these apologies.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, these apologies hurt stand-up comedy. I think what we should do is never apologize and never put on Facebook one of those blog posts.
Yeah.
Because right. we're the ones pushing it forward.
You can say like this, hey, maybe it was a bad joke. Maybe it didn't work. Maybe you didn't like it. But I'm not going to apologize for it. And it's not genuine because she made the joke.
Yeah.
So why are you going to
exactly.
make you know,
did you take it down?
Yeah.
Did you call
yeah.
Comedy Central and say delete that from now on?
I mean,
well, you know, here, I mean,
was it way wrong? Did someone get hurt over it?
I mean, just in keeping with that, baseball's in full swing. And you can be part of all the action this season at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means what, Ari? No season-long commitment, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season and get paid when you can win huge prizes right now. Huge prizes, all right, at DraftKings. It's like brand new season every time you play, Ari. Just pick two pitches, that's it. Pick eight position players and pick up your cash, Ari.
Don't pick these things about
you. Ask Peter from Colorado.
Hey, Peter, how much did you win?
Last year, won $1 million in one day.
What?
Simply playing fantasy baseball at DraftKings. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you, Ari, and you, Giannis, and you.
Monroe,
I know. I was dragging
you
it out.
You got lost.
Hundreds of thousands. I mean, it's unbelievable. They have cash every day at DraftKings. Now it's your turn, okay? New contests start daily, so hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use promo code what? What do you think it would be?
Garbage people.
WKYKWD.
On the reg.
It's Kelly.
On the reg.
Kelly to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. DraftKings.com, the official partner of Major League Baseball. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Now, what are you
by the way,
about black people?
Pointing all of that cash, you were looking right at the Jew when you said all of that. So just so you know, DraftKings, you support racism.
That's not true. I'll edit that out.
That's not true.
That is not true.
It's like, here's the deal. I get the pressure. I understand the pressure to apologize. Yes. I get it. But I just don't care for it.
I think that...
And I don't think it's necessary. I think these things will go away if you ignore it
right.
for a few
I
weeks.
Think it hurts you more when you apologize. Like, mm-hmm. you remember David
just
Letterman?
Ignore it.
David Letterman had that affair. He came out. He admitted it. It was done. Rick Pitino did the same thing. Girl was trying to extort
blackmail
him.
Blackmail.
Just boom. Admitted it. It was done.
Yeah.
It's like, didn't apologize. I did it. And that's it.
Yeah,
know? We are.
Tiger Woods went on this huge apology. Guy became since then he has been half because
they
golfer.
Win when you apologize. When you apologize, they win.
They win.
They win, but then they pressure more people.
It kind of makes me think that like Tiger Woods, what happened to him? What his ego was something that made him a great golfer. His Superman ego.
He knew he was better than everybody.
And then take that away
That's
from somebody right. like
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
and all of a sudden it's like wow.
Well, golf is a lot of mental. It's
Turkish
all it's
Empire.
A lot
yeah,
of mental shit.
Right.
He also was getting older, so there's that.
Yeah, but I mean, look at. There's a bunch of white golfers that played very good into their late ages.
Yeah, I felt bad
don't
for
look
Amy.
At me.
Though.
What?
Yeah, don't look at me.
Every time I say
right
white, I
him.
Get nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, Amy had like major publications. Like I read something in the Washington Post and like
it up.
Yeah, like I think the headline was like, "Don't get it wrong, Amy Schumer is a racist." I'm like,
they
oh,
said that.
Yeah. Yeah. Washington Post. I'm just like some editorial.
How the fuck? Look,
editorials.
If you're trying to be funny. You are exempt.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah but shit. They don't get that.
They don't look
it's
at it that
like
way.
It's not like we're doing this at a Knights of Columbus in front of just white people. She's going on stage in front of Spanish people, in front of black people, in front of everybody, and doing these. We all are. We're going in front of everybody trying these jokes.
I don't think bloggers see it that way, though.
But these are people who don't go to comedy clubs.
They don't see
it. It's not customers. If they were customers getting upset, if they were fans of Amy's, they would have gotten upset 2 years ago.
Right.
It's people who read it on a page.
Yeah. And also somebody who wants to get famous off of it. This is a blogger who now has a career. She's the woman who kind of brought down Amy Schumer.
And I hate when comics join in and they go, look, I don't think the joke was funny, but she totally has a right to say it. It's like, don't even fucking say that. Don't even say that part. You're not being a fucking hero saying that part. Right. Just say she has a right to say it.
Right.
Don't say the. It's so fucking frustrating when people do that. You fucking sell out comics.
I've never disagreed and agreed with one person on a podcast so much.
You're like, yeah, no, fuck you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Went from garbage people to like, Ari's making some good damn points here.
Maybe Ari should smoke that joint. Jesus Christ, dude. You have this weird fucking.
You know what you have? You have an Italian temper. I'll tell you that right now. You have a garbage man temper.
You really are. What the fuck, dude?
We're all sitting there going, Jesus. Garbage people. And then we're like, fuck yeah, Ari's right, dude.
Mm-hmm. Bloggers are reviewing stand-up like it's a show, like it's a movie.
Yeah.
And we're not there. I mean, we are entertaining you, but we're really there just to express our point of view.
That's it.
So you can't change that. If we are super racist, I mean, I knew a guy who did a joke about some gay guy hitting on him, and he said, I was proud of myself because I didn't think about it. I just punched him in the face. And it got a laugh or didn't, but it doesn't matter whether that's a guy who's expressing himself, and that's our art form. That's what we do, is to say, here's what I feel and I'm gonna make it funny.
Yeah.
It's not here's what you should feel and I'm gonna make it funny. That's not what we do.
But that's what was happening for a while, where there was a lot of comics who were just pandering and they were still getting on. They were saying what other people wanted to hear.
Yeah. That's not interesting.
What do you mean?
To me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Whenever I watch stand-up now, it's all the same shit over and over again.
It's been that way for a little while.
Yeah, and that's annoying because they play into what, you know?
I think comedy has become the monologue, the late-night monologue set.
Well, you don't even you don't have to be funny. You just have to say the right things.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
There's a certain tempo to it where it's just, like, not real.
Yeah.
I know you're lying.
Yeah.
It's like you don't do any of it. I can watch people and I go, you don't do any of that, and you don't believe.
You don't believe that.
Yes.
You don't believe that.
You know
what I don't like about girls when they do abortion jokes? And I'm like, you've never even been to a clinic.
Yeah,
and you're talking about your abortion. That's completely ironic.
It's a bunch of comics saying how sensitive they are to minorities who have no minority friends.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah. It's like,
white guilt.
Here's all this stuff about what should be right for black people, and it's like, dude, you don't even have one black friend or never had a black.
But I would if they came around my neighborhood.
Yeah, it's phony. Phony bullshit. It's phony, saying the right thing.
Smacks kinda of falseness.
Bullshit. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's annoying, too.
It is a sad thing with comedy. I mean, I remember when I was coming up, even though me, Patrice, and Billy and Dane, we were all different.
Mm-hmm.
We were all different. We were all funny. There was things that we did, like whatever. Dane was different than Billy. Billy was different than Patrice. I was different than all of them. We were all kind of silhouetted our own thing. And now when you see comics, there's groups of them of just similar.
Yeah.
They're just the same style.
Patting each other on the back like they bomb.
I saw Paul F. Tucker talk about all...
It's like it was trash.
It's trash. That's exactly why you've been... You don't mean... Supportive does not mean nice no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you want to be the same type of comic as your friends? Why would you want
to
hang out?
They're all trying to figure out what works and do the same thing.
One of the best sets I ever saw was this guy, Brian Holtzman, and he hates cops. He thinks they're crooked. He doesn't like them. Kind of a Bukowski level of hatred for them. Uh-huh. And this was 4 days after 9/11,
mm-hmm.
when they were the biggest heroes they ever were. And he goes, fuck them. He goes, if I was jumping out of those buildings, I would have waited until a cop was below me so I could take out one of those motherfuckers with me.
It's a terrible joke, but there's something funny about it.
He's true to himself.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see from my art. Mm. I want you to express your own demons.
Right, yeah.
My own self be true.
Yeah.
Even if you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Now, if you're Chelsea Handler, you're talking about abortion. I believe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she has one on. She actually vines her abortions.
Now it's gone.
Another one bites the dust. Flush.
It was a little sad for me to see the apology. I got to admit,
I hate when
I love Amy,
apologize.
But it was like a little sad.
I think knowing Amy, I really believe there was some type of fuck you in there. Do you have the apology? Read the apology. Can you pull it up?
Yeah,
I'll
pull it up. Yeah.
I think there was some type of. If you know Amy and the way she can be, I think there was a little fuck you at the end. Okay, here's what I did.
Let me read it sarcastic. Let's read it sarcastic tone. It's tough a tone.
Yeah, let's try.
The thing is, if you say, "I'm sorry, you got offended by this, but I'm going to keep doing it," they take that to go. See, she said, "I'm sorry."
Okay, but let's read it. Did you get it?
Okay, this is Amy as a kid who grew up in Flushing.
No, we're gonna have Ari read it.
Middle Village, by the way.
Sarcastic.
Middle Village, Queens.
In like the fuck you way.
In your way. The way you'd read it regular. All right, here we go. Ready?
Okay,
Ari Shaffir.
Okay, so somebody's like, "What do you think of this?" And somebody who put that stuff, like, "Did you say Latinos are racist?"
Yeah, I want to know where your mind was when you came up with this joke.
Thank you so much for asking. I wrote this joke 2 years ago. I used to do a lot of short, dumb jokes like this. I played a dumb white girl character on stage. I still do sometimes. And once I realized I had more eyes and ears on me and had an influence, I stopped telling jokes like that on stage. I'm evolving as any artist. I'm taking responsibility. I hope I haven't hurt anyone, and I apologize if I did. Thanks again for asking.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
Did you hear it?
You read it like that for sure.
I think Amy in her, and I don't want to fucking jerk her dick off too much because I love Amy, but I think in her brilliance.
But would if she had one.
She found a way to.
I stopped telling jokes like that on stage. I realized I had an influence, I stopped telling jokes like that on
stage. But that's okay because you can change if that's what you want to do as an artist.
On your own.
You can change on your own.
Yeah, you can't change because of someone because then it's not a real thing. Right, she goes, "I've already changed this, you guys."
Yeah.
No, you're right. I accept that.
I think that Amy, and at the end, what does the last line say?
Thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it is very her, yeah.
Thanks for asking.
She goes on with the woman she was quoting on Twitter.
She goes, the person
was like, "I was hurt." And she goes, "How were you hurt by my movie not including black people?" Like, she was like, "How were you hurt by this specifically? Right. How were you hurt?"
Right.
And the lady was like, "I just felt invisible that you didn't use black people enough in your movie."
Right.
She's LeBron James. And then she stopped.
LeBron, the black person.
The woman said, "Your black characters in your movie were only like side characters. They didn't have any real emotion. They didn't have the same place as one of your friends. It was just like, here's a black person."
Well, what the fuck are you supposed to? What are we supposed, I mean, it's just to throw.
Lena Dunham had the same problem. They got on her for not including black people. Where it's like, honestly, though, it's same as Friends. It's like, all right, white people hang out with white people. That's just the look around.
Look at groups.
There's not much intermingling. There's some, but there's not much.
I have Monroe. I mean, on my podcast,
affirmative action.
You said Monroe. Whites are talking.
What?
But you did say before you got here that you're glad he's here because you wanted a black person on.
I'm sorry, what? Monroe, I did not say that.
But then Lena Dunham has a Childish Gambino on her show, and people go, "Yeah, but it's not a full rich character. You're just putting him randomly on." And it's like, all right, you guys.
You don't hear that from black people, though. You don't hear that.
It's from white people.
You don't go, there's not enough white people on the game.
On Moesha.
That never happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Power needs more white people.
Empire.
They got on Jay-Z for having, because he said black people have to support black people, business and stuff. And they show him at one of his companies, and it's all white people, 50 white people. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's him and Beyonce and all white people. And he's like, this factory is in Norway. If you want to find me some black people there, I'd be happy to hire them. But you're not thought out in your...
No, 50 Cent did the same thing when he went to go see Exodus, and somebody was like, "How can you support this racist movie?" He was like, "Bitch, I was just supporting a friend. Like, I didn't write it."
Yeah, supporting it. The message.
It's fucked up. It's a fucked up time right
Everyone
now.
Everyone needs a hero, and that's what annoys me. Everybody wants a representative.
We will change on our own.
And it's annoying.
Here's what it is. I've seen this in my lifetime with gay jokes, in my comedy lifetime. I've seen when I started, using gay as the punchline got a laugh. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a shirt. You're gay. And everyone would laugh. And then became more and more as, like, MTV started showing gay people on Singled Out and, like, random stuff. Yeah. It just became more normalized. And the 25 to 35-year-old people that were in the audience were going to high school without people.
Yeah.
And it just, because now you do those jokes, they sort of fall flat.
Yeah.
The audience decided on their own. No one wrote about it and said these gay jokes aren't allowable. Comics will stop if we don't get laughs.
Yeah.
So you really, bloggers, you need to write to the audience, not to the comics. Yeah. And tell them to stop laughing.
It's pretty deep, actually. I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. I'm glad that you can just be a normal little Greek boy right now and not go and not have little quippy things to say.
Well, I'm appreciating what he's saying. You know?
Yeah, I know. I see that. Yeah. I don't know what this was, but I like that.
I appreciate what he's saying. You know? It's well thought out, unlike now, see, the garbage people thing.
He was just depressed.
You know, he went from like the most hasty generalization and stereotypes to like the most specific point.
they make headlines. Amy Schumer is racist. And it's like, now you're not going to analyze this on your own in any way. Trevor Noah's racist tweets. Of course, you're going to only see that one way now, instead of just looking at a tweet and go, oh, that was funny or that was not funny. But you wouldn't even think to say racism because no one put a headline of it on.
I mean, but so, Jesus, who didn't think to clean out his tweets? He got the biggest comedy fucking job.
No, I
got a job at Fusion. They cleaned up my tweets, and nobody said, "Hey, let's scroll back." And I'm just saying from a PR position.
What do you mean they erased all your tweets?
They went back and erased all the shit they felt like.
9,000 tweets.
Yeah, probably all of them.
He had two tweets left.
It wasn't for offensive. He's like, "These are just not funny."
Right. I'll do that.
Going after girl code. I don't get it.
I mean, people are starting to delete their Twitter accounts.
I can see it.
Jay did. Louie. Gone.
Louis did not because of backlash. Louis said it was just like it was too much of his time or something.
No, he said because he wrote the most heinous shit he's ever written was on Twitter, and he goes, it's out there to the world. And I was like, this is stupid.
He said they weren't thought out. They weren't jokes, like his special jokes, but they're out
Twitter
there forever.
Twitter is fucking ridiculous.
It's done. I mean, for what it was, it was
it
done
should
early
be,
on.
Look, I'm sorry. I get that these guys, and I understand what they're doing, and it's sociably, it's amazing what they did. It's a fucking shit thing.
Yeah.
It's really shit. Number one, because you can't really explain yourself.
No, you only have a limited amount of space to do it.
It gives everybody the freedom just to attack you, and you know the mentions. It's just a fucking shit thing. It's really just a shit thing when you think about it.
Awesome.
You're not supposed to talk to everybody. Your fans, I believe, as a comic, are supposed to find you and look in the paper, look on the internet, and find when you're going to be in town and keep in touch with the comedy club and then come see you, do what you do, meet you after the show, take a photo. There you go.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be in their lives 24 hours a day, day we go to their fucking town.
Downtime. You're always going to them.
But we could, if we wanted, just not read our at replies. Yeah, just tweet and not read what comes
back. I don't
back.
Tweet things I don't believe in.
We don't say something. Yeah.
And then it gets negative light, I can always back it up. Like I tweeted a picture of Gremlin. I was like, Bruce Jenner's surgery went well because he had money. And then somebody was like, are you saying that all broke transgender look like gremlins? I was like, anyone who can't afford cosmetic surgery looks shitty.
Yeah, it's like you run the risk higher of looking bad.
Yeah.
You're saying all.
And she shut up.
No, I'm not saying all.
I retweeted what she said, and then I replied to
that. I like the trainees are following you, though.
You're goddamn right.
Goddamn right is right, you fucking.
I need all of that
you
shit.
You bisexual little black man.
You don't make it until you get gay.
Now he's cute. I'm you always following my wrong money.
You need the black audience and the gay audience, then you start making money.
Now we know who you took to Italy.
That's it, my bro.
That's it. Fuck Westchester.
I want to go to my road, so take me to Italy. That's some classy shit.
I thought you didn't want to date a black man. You wanted a white
guy. It doesn't matter. I'm not about race. I'm about class. My bro's doing good. He's on MTV 3 or 4.
MTV internet.
He's gonna eat your ass pussy.
He could get up on the ass pussy real quick and shit.
That's another thing they jump on. Like, okay, you doing accents. At some point, they'll be like, they jumped on Amy for her accents too. But they're like, that's no longer acceptable. 3-4 years from now.
Yeah, but they think he's actually a really transsexual person. I'm going to keep doing it. I don't give a shit.
I love Latino gay. It's one of the coolest accents in the world.
That's right.
And it's the fucking hottest fucking gay ever.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she's not. Maurice is in her mind. She's not gay. She's a woman.
She's a woman
who likes guys. Yeah, she's straight.
Oh, really?
She's transgendered. Yeah.
She's transgendered. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You said that she got shit for doing accents. When was this?
Same special.
Same special.
Yeah.
Wow.
She, they were like, it, all she did was like make jokes about just do a Cuban accent. We're all supposed to laugh at
where
the
accent. Where does Lisa Lampanelli fall on this? Where is she falling?
She's not revered on that level of like the social warrior, the social like right of wrongs, whereas Amy is.
But why is it so okay to call somebody a fag or a black?
They don't view her as anyone with respect. Larry the Cable Guy can say whatever he wants because they're like, that's what we get out of you. With Schumer, they're like, you betrayed us.
Really?
Some of it.
But you think that they're not aware of it? If you made them aware of it, they would have. Couldn't you take something like that and go, why are you not attacking this? Like,
they don't care. Same thing with Seinfeld saying, I don't play colleges because they're too PC. And he gives an example of something his daughter said about sexism that's not sex. And they're like, they jumped on her. Chris Rock actually does do those jokes. Seinfeld's clean as fuck. Chris Rock does the same comment a month or two earlier, and they just don't even comment on him. They call Seinfeld out of touch like Diddy. They say like he makes too many sexist jokes. I'm like, based on what? You can't find one. He's just saying you're too PC. He's defending us. Mike Lawrence made the point. He's defending us the way John Denver defended the music industry.
Yeah. Mm.
And they're jumping on him and leaving Chris Rock alone. So yes, there's definitely this double standard of what they'll like jump on, who fits their demon. Mm.
On the flip side though, just to play devil's advocate,
write that
bit.
One down.
As a comic, there has to be a line that you cross, and you have to be aware of it, or else what's edge? You know, you got to be able to say, "Hey, I went too far," and you know, I understand
for you, but for you, but my too far is different than Ari's too far.
My too far is if I cause physical or monetary damage to someone.
Right,
that's my own line that I make in my own.
Right,
you make your own, and also the line changes over time. So what you'll do in 2006 will look gross compared to today.
But I,
so
you I think you know I found that I found that being vulnerable is edgy for me because me talking about pussy or getting laid, that wasn't really me actually talking about love and emotion was edgy for me.
Right, sure.
So my edge was a way different thing, and some people don't like it. Like, what the fuck, you fucking queen? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I heard Diaz said that when Norton really got the industry's like attention was when he went to Montreal and told a story about fucking a tranny, and everyone's like, oh, fuck, this guy's legit.
Yeah.
That's edgy.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, and at the time, it was like, what? Now it would be like, okay, you know, people are doing that these days.
Mm. Yeah.
But like then, it's like, wow, no one said this, but... Yeah. Can't analyze.
He owns that better than anybody.
Sure does. Doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. And it's a perfect example. Nobody cares. You know, when you own it, when you try to hide it and squirm around it.
He buys it.
He rents it. He rents it.
A lot.
And they won't jump on him about victimizing prostitutes because, like, well, those prostitutes that you're fucking, at least you're, like, more homo-friendly, so we'll just leave that one alone. We don't
it's true. You know, a Russian girl or a massage parlor is, you know, these girls are slaves. And blah blah blah, but you know, a tranny in on you know Brooklyn or on Queens Boulevard, 44th Street.
Jesus Christ!
What? I'm sorry, I was just giving.
They're not on the street anymore.
Her name is Cremantha.
What if I got offended by that, Bobby? So insensitive. Those girls are on back pages now.
They got abs. I get nervous, man. I get nervous because I sometimes I don't know. I have to be very careful at this stage in my life. Because I'm going to be on TV, and I sometimes I say things and I don't know where I stand on it.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh fuck.
I think you're fine.
I used to feel.
So what they want is
when I was on ONA.
Keep your mouth shut.
When I was on ONA back in the day, when I first got on that show, I would say a lot of shit that I would leave feeling like, what the fuck? I don't believe that. What the fuck did I say that for? Why was I involved in that? Yeah. And I just did it because I got caught up in the. Whatever the fuck thing that was, where you were just trying to be funny, to fit in, and I would leave and go, I feel like shit.
And then you grew.
And then you grew, but now.
But it's they like, want to like vilify you and say you should never work again ever. And you're like, oh. When people say like that went too far, it's like yeah, but it comes from the same place as the things that didn't go too far.
Right.
I don't know. So it's like you're saying you wouldn't do that again. It's like no, if I do that, I get 5 out of 6 jokes. That'll fucking make my career. And you're saying because of the one that got me in trouble, I'm still ahead. It's like telling Kobe, don't fucking take a shot because you missed 3 in a row. He's like, I went 12 of 25.
Yeah, right. But if you tell a racist joke that works, you're actually helping racism.
Yeah.
You're actually helping people feel comfortable and laugh together about something that we all feel in a room. So it's
our differences.
A fucking Jewish guy telling a Spanish, black, white, you know, Greek,
garbage person
a joke, and we're all going looking at each other. That's funny. That's true.
Yeah.
That made us all laugh. That's great. Good for you.
But here's the deal. Right. Now, if you made some amazing joke that brought people together racially, there's some comic who's starting today that sees all these apologies and these blog posts and these, like, you're into your career, let's call for your job. He's not going to enter into making that amazing joke. He said it's not worth it.
I don't think that's something you're taught. I think it's something it's something in you.
Yeah.
I don't think being a comic, what we are or what you are, or what, at least what I think everybody in this room is, I think it's in you. I don't think it's something that you...
I know, but you don't tackle certain subjects.
No, because I was taught... I remember I took a fucking comedy class for a week, and I just left because I was sitting there, and they were telling me you have to do clean material, don't say fuck, don't talk about sex. And I asked the guy, and I go, hey, I'm 23... My life is about fucking.
Yeah.
I fuck chicks. I love fucking. I love getting blowjobs. I swear all the time. I'm supposed to talk about stuff that doesn't happen. I don't have. And he's like, "Well, if you want to get anywhere in the business," I was like, "Fuck you."
And boy,
fuck
was he
this.
Right.
That's what they told Rogan. All the Boston comics told Rogan, "You got to be clean if you want to make it." And then he said he went back that he was emceeing for those features, and then later he was back headlining, and they were still featuring.
Well, that's the greatest thing about Rogan that I saw on his MTV half hour. He had a joke, and the first time I ever saw it on regular TV about getting a blowjob, and he found a way to do it, and I was like, that is the greatest fucking joke ever. He talked about how much pressure can you apply. You're just sitting there, she's kissing you, think, and then she gets down to your belly button. All you're thinking is, how much pressure can I apply on the top of her head to get her down to my, you know what I mean? And I was like, wow, that's it.
Arch your back, trying to move it up towards her. I remember that joke.
So it's
we've all done that, though. That's what's so funny about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here's the thing is that I think.
But now people will be like, you mean pressure on the back of her head? That's rape. Are you saying rape is okay?
Yeah.
And you're like, all right.
I think that's a little too far.
I think someone would.
People would do that.
Oh yeah, feminists would do that.
People would do that.
If he was slightly, if he was slightly less skillful with his word choice, then yes, they would.
So we have.
If you were famous enough, they would
put words in our mouths.
We have to just not accept it.
Just be like, yeah, it's okay, you guys. You guys are just a fucking. You're like a YouTube comment. Just because you have a blog, you're just one guy.
You just have to ignore
it. If I get a 95% approval rating, that's a really high percentage.
You're not.
But that means 5 out of 100 will hate me.
Yeah. Well, that's just looking at those five.
That's
fantastic numbers.
Yeah, it's amazing numbers. I don't have those numbers. But if I did, I'm not going to focus on the five. Go. I don't like you. I'm like, you gotta stop. Just don't come.
Calling people garbage people.
Well, he won't budge on.
Yeah, he won't budge on that.
He won't budge on that.
Yeah, you got to try his lasagna before you call him garbage.
Mexican probably made it.
Let me tell you something. That's fucking
true. That is funny.
True.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There is no Italian in the kitchen anymore.
Not anymore, no.
No, they're out front with the menus under their armpit. How many?
Yeah.
Two? All right, come on in. Hey, Gonzalez, get these two people some bread. Yeah. All right, man, we're going to wrap this up. This has been a fucking heated show.
Fun.
All right, let's go around the room. Let's go this way.
We're not even going to plug.
We're going to plug you last. And
we're
going to plug you last. That's why I went this way, dum-dum. Right. I got this. I've done this before.
All right, cool.
What do we got, Deepu? This is, are we going to put, I think I want to put this one out first.
This was a good one.
This one I want to put out first. This one's going out next
Tuesday. For the daytime one?
We did two today because I'm not around next week. So,
if that's the case, I got a show August 9th at Freddy's in Park Slope.
Woo, big time, baby!
Yeah, Park Slope. Giannis's training grounds, right?
Well, I grew up there. Yeah, and I used to have a room there as well.
Yep. So I'll be there if you want to check that out. And thank you, Ari, for saying everything I've ever wanted to say about Italians.
Is that your show? Can I drop by and do a set?
It's not my show, but I'm sure I'll ask the host for you.
Cool.
Yeah. Drops you by at Park Slope.
You don't think he said the same stuff about Indians?
Well, he didn't say it here, so it's working for me.
And make sure if you guys have a room or something like that, Deepu,
don't make it sound so desperate.
No, but it's the hardest thing in the world to get new spots as a new comic.
Listen,
and that's all we need.
It is tough.
First of all, go fuck yourself now, okay? How's that? Go fuck yourself and do your own fucking thing. Jesus Christ. I'm actually trying to help the kid out.
Trying to help him. Just be quiet.
But it doesn't matter.
You
so
weren't
fuck
saying
you.
It.
Now do your own thing.
Too much
get
pride.
Get your own fucking gigs.
Ari, go in the rant now. Talk about him.
There you go. Fucking get your own gigs, Deepu.
I'm doing that already.
All right, there you go. Fuck you. All right? What do you got, Scope?
I was going to make go to Monroe.
Scopo, if you can help Scope out at all.
I'd take anything.
Take anything.
I'll do a pizzeria. Am I going or are you doing
you're
him
going.
First?
You're going, yeah.
July 31st, August 1st, and then Uncle Vinny's.
Cunt.
Usually save me for last, by the way, because I have to read your dates.
Yeah, we're going to do mine at the end.
Thank you. Okay, okay, well, then go back to... And find me on Twitter, at Chris Scopo.
Okay, great. What do you got, Monroe?
I'm in the city for most of July, so just I'll be at the cellar and the stand and mm-hmm. everything. So just follow me on Twitter, Monroe right. Martin
very
the third.
Funny. Yeah.
What's up? Yeah.
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 All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on. I love when you come on, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
what do you got, Ari, besides a fucking temper?
I'm going to be in
and
Washington, D.C.,
haircut.
In the new legalized city of Washington, D.C., where pot's legal to smoke recreationally.
And I will be at the Italians Federation.
July 17th to the 19th at the Improv. And then I'll be at Montreal, and I'll be at Edinburgh doing my storyteller show at Edinburgh. All of August.
You going to Edinburgh?
First time, yeah. Wow. All of August. Should be interesting. I'm going to try to break 200.
I'll be at a Knights of Columbus Theater.
You got sponsors?
Nah.
You just do it yourself?
I'm
going
to lose money.
Sponsors, Paisans, the lasagna.
So you're going to be there for a whole month?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Should be
crazy.
Fun.
And are you going to, we're doing the Montreal 42, right? Toronto?
Oh, Toronto, yeah, in September.
Yeah, they fucking promote you.
Yeah, you know.
Fucking posters. I swear to God, I get fucked on posters. I look at the poster, Ari, boom, 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 boom. They have the headliners, Burr and whoever, right?
I'm on there?
No. Then they have, you know, Ari and a bunch of guys. And then underneath that, in fucking 5-point Helvetica.
Bobby Kelly?
Unfucking believable.
Robert Kelly.
Now they have Bobby, that's why he's pissed off.
It's like,
well, if you worked clean like him, maybe you'd get
some. I actually look at you, this podcast, you know what, dude, and pretty much your draw, and I'm like, that's about what I've got. Numbers for downloads and also for draw. So when I consider like where you play, yeah. I'm like I'm even with Bobby Kelly.
Yeah, I think me and you would be a great tour. Mm-hmm. I think where you are, I could be. I always mention your name. I mention Giannis' name. I'll mention your name soon. But I look on the fucking poster. I mean, they do this at every fucking poster. I look on the poster. I'm seeing the Moon Tower. I'm looking. I'm like, where? I'm not on it. I'm just not even on it. I know you were on it.
Yeah.
I know you were on it.
I'm sorry.
And then it's like, I'm like, you invite me to this fucking thing.
You didn't get added.
I mean,
late.
It's like, okay, I have a successful podcast. I've done your shows at Montreal. I've done 30 of them.
Yeah.
I've always done fucking well. I've been to Toronto on my own a bunch of times. I've been with you. And then you put me on this fucking poster, and
with me?
No, with them. I'm talking about that.
He's not talking to you.
It fucking bothers me. I'm going to be honest. It fucking bothers me.
Jeez.
It bothers me that there's somebody that thinks we'll just put him at the bottom.
Somebody. Yeah. Let's say what we really feel.
It's fucking weird.
Jews.
Robbie.
I don't know. You know what? And it's like, okay, fuck it. You know. All right, there you go. Yeah. At least I know where you, I guess where they have me. I guess that's where they have me is... I guess that's it. Maybe that is it. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. Maybe in my head I think I'm a little, I can do a little better. Maybe I'm wrong. But if you don't promote something in the right way,
yeah.
How do you sell it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right. I don't get it. Anyways.
Well, I look at where I am on those lists too, and I'm like, what? That person's ahead of me?
I don't care about who's ahead of me. Just don't put me at the. I really truly don't believe I'm at the bottom of it. I don't believe with people who've been doing comedy for 6 years. Yeah. I've been doing
it's
it.
It's like you, Carmen Esposito.
I have a fucking TV show on FX. I've been on Louis fucking five. I don't
your own hour special.
I don't understand. I really. It doesn't make. At this point,
he won the Coney Island hot dog eating contest.
Here's the bandana.
Take that one for the road.
For the road, buddy. For the road, buddy.
I thought we were missing credits.
I actually liked it.
It was
it. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Really?
All right.
So
no. What is it? Black guys don't want the bomb bandana.
Yeah, you like it when you're on stage to mop your brow.
All right, Giannis.
That was fucking funny.
That was funny.
Black people love mopping their brow.
Fucking Derek Gage.
I don't do that. I don't sweat. I'll
they
you,
love.
You're not high energy though.
Nah.
You're not high energy.
Fucking Derek Gage has a goddamn fucking Bed Bath and Beyond towel in his back pocket.
It says the Great Boy on it. His towel has his name on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you got, Giannis?
I got a show called 2 Point Lead that Bobby's going to be in a sketch. That I hope this airs. When's this airing?
Well, Sunday. Giannis has a show on AOL.com.
Hell yeah.
Every day at 2 o'clock.
Every day
at
2 o'clock.
He comes out with a new skit. And his skits. Now, listen, how many times
is it Moises?
Moises Alou?
No, your character, that
no.
tranny?
No,
Marisa.
No.
Marisa.
How many times has a friend said, dude, check out my mm-hmm. skit that they, on YouTube, whatever, that this company, and you're like, ugh.
Let's just say it's Italian level.
He calls me, I got this thing. I'll do it. I love you. I don't care. I didn't even read it. I was like, fuck it, let's go. Sent it to me. I'm like, oh my God, this is funny. Wow. Went and did it. It was hilarious. Yeah. The writers were there. We all kept adding shit to it. It was really fucking funny. And then I watched the other ones. Michael Rappaport did one. His show is really funny.
What's it called?
It's a fucking funny show.
2 Point Lead. 2 Point Lead.
And it's in the parameters of sports.
Yeah, it's sports
so
comedy.
So it's not even like they can...
Sports fan comedy.
They're more regimented.
To make sports it's funny can be hard, but yeah. You
got to be up to date with a lot of shit.
And the one we did was a Game of Thrones...
That's awesome.
Parody.
Yeah. And Yankees Red Sox.
Yankees Red Sox. It's coming out Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Boom.
So go to...
Go to AOL.com or my Twitter. Hopefully you'll repost it.
Of
Bobby's
course I will.
Twitter, my fan page. It'll be everywhere, hopefully.
Well, go check it out. It's an actual real funny one. And Giannis is hilarious in it. Fucking hilarious.
Thank you for being in it, man. It's perfect.
Absolutely,
that's
man.
Cool.
And what else you got, Giannis?
That's it, man. I just want to emphasize that right now.
All right, check it out. And my dates, what do we got?
We got Bobby. You'll be July 17th, 18th, 19th. You're going to be 16th, 17th, 18th. Sorry. Gotham Comedy Club. Yeah. 24th, 25th. He's in Springfield, New Jersey at Comedy Cove.
I thought I went over this with you.
I know. That's why I did it at the end. Bohemia, Belmore. I fucked it up in the middle of it. Yeah.
What
Bohemia,
happened?
Belmore. Bobby's coming there. Governors.
City first. Let people take note. Then you hit him with a date.
Yeah. All right. Do it again.
Start over.
New York City.
Right,
Gotham Comedy
You're
Club.
You're annoying people right now with your voice. Your garbage voice.
Yeah, fucking garbage people.
Fucking Springfield, New Jersey. Bobby's going to be at the Comedy Cove. Bohemia, Belmore, Governors. He's going to Utah with the fucking Mormons. 50 West Club.
Jesus Christ. They are Mormons. Can you not fucking ruin my...
Pompton
journey?
Plains, New Jersey.
Hey, garbage asshole.
I'm reading
read
it, Bobby.
Read it regular.
Did you say something about my mother?
Don't forget, Nashville, the end of the month, July.
We got to update your schedule.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to be at Zany's for the first time in a long time.
Best balcony in comedy.
What?
Best balcony in comedy.
Really?
Low, low ceilings. So the overall ceilings don't get super high. So when you're in the balcony, it's like right above your head. So the normal level ceilings throughout, balcony level, low.
Well, I'm probably not going to fill those. So
right.
No, I'm hoping. I'm hoping that people will come. Maybe they have me right on that poster. but yeah, I'll be in Nashville. Well, those dates will be updated. And most importantly, July 16th, 10 o'clock, FX. Premieres the pilot episode of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. So make sure you set your TiVos, your whatever the fuck, your DVRs to record every week. And, that's my wife. Hang on. Baby, you're on the show. What's up? You okay?
Yeah, I was just checking in. I didn't know what time you were coming home. No big deal.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. You're whispering. Why are you whispering in our house? Is somebody with you?
No, because we have a baby
that's
sleeping, so I don't
want
to
be loud like I'm at a party.
That's what they all say.
All right, Bubba, I love you. I'll be home
soon. Okay, bye.
I love you too, maybe? Fuck. Embarrass me. What are you, fucking hanging with Deepu?
I love you too. I'll see you later.
All right, bye, baby.
Bye.
Come on,
that
guys.
Made my heart hard.
All right, guys. You guys are the best fans in the fucking world. Make sure you follow these guys on Twitter. Make sure you go to the shows live. Tell them you heard them on the YKWD. You know what, dude? Podcast. We'll see you guys next week. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Now go back to your shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free. And they are all